a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us props for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show, Tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
Yeah. What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show back on the air. Monday, March something? 20th, maybe?
Sure.
I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me today, co-host Ronnie Bean.
Yo!
And the CEO, Rocket.
Yeah!
The guy who keeps the ship afloat. Word him up. Hallelujah. Holy shit.
Honey, grab the Tylenol.
Tylenol. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. That's right. That's the email address. Send us those emails, even if you're dumb.
Yeah.
Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Y'all been hitting us up on the drunk call hotline. I think a little bit later we're going to explain to you something new we have. We are currently developing for the drunk call hotline. A little addition that you can utilize the drunk call hotline for.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? You can call in on the drunk call hotline and do this new bit that we're coming up with.
Dare I say we were thinking.
We were thinking over the weekend.
Dare I say.
What is it?
I don't know. Should we explain it now, Ron?
We actually don't have anything,
Ron. Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're going to work on it.
Well, there's nothing like putting pressure on yourselves by throwing that out there and then trying to think of something.
We have the greatest idea ever. Here it is.
Right.
Wait, the new bit is like, press 1 for English.
We're getting the phone guy.
Yeah.
Welcome to Lunatic Radio.
Número dos por español.
Yeah, we're offering the show in Spanish now.
Del radio el loco.
El
lunatic.
We're going to be available on your SAP button.
El loco radio, viva!
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Goal!
Oh, la.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, man.
Nueve dos.
What's Spanish for blowjob?
I don't know.
Chinque, triple C.
The Jenny Sucka Cock. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Spanish.
Sucko Cocko.
You hear that noise, Rocket?
Yeah.
That's that bit crashing.
Yeah.
Thanks for destroying it.
Way to go, Karen.
Hey, let me get this. Real quick, I just want to get the shout out right out of the way because we haven't given this kind of shout out in a while. Our old buddies.
Yeah, XM Radio.
They play Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. Just before I went like a good portion of my ride out here listening to Dark Side of the Moon
on XM Radio,
on Music Lab, on the Music Lab channel.
Really?
Yeah,
traveling
great.
In the jet.
I'm like this close to canceling my XM subscription.
Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety, nonstop, no breaks, no nothing.
Wow,
isn't that cool?
They don't play anything on the music stations on XM that you like.
No, I can't get it. Where the whole point. I got XM Radio for one specific purpose, to be able to listen to Yankee games when I wasn't able to get them on the radio.
Right.
Right.
You know, because there are certain times where I'm not near a TV and I'm not near a radio and I needed something better.
Better for you.
Yes. But turns out I got XM and I can't get it where I need to get it.
Where do you need to get it? In a hole?
It's a long story.
Really?
Yes.
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
Okay.
There's certain places that I happen to frequent that don't get
the
good
bathroom.
Radio signals.
The bathroom.
The jacking booth.
No. Yeah, the jizz booth. So that's why I got it. And it turns out that doesn't work either. I'm not able to get a clear signal of the southern sky.
All right.
So I have XM and I don't use it. And I used to use it on the internet. Mm. and then AOL got XM XM on AOL.
Yeah,
and now I use that. So I don't have. So I'm like,
That's the great thing about XM Radio is that you can listen to almost every channel on online if you have a membership.
Right. Yeah,
which is great.
Well, but but with AOL, you don't even need that now.
Like yeah, if you have an AOL account,
membership,
you get
XM now.
Right.
So really? I'm like, yeah, why should I pay for both?
But what bugs me about that whole spiel is that there's certain channels that are only internet-based.
Right.
And we've talked about this. Like,
yes.
Liquid Metal. I want that on the fucking radio. What a kid. That's good metal. That's a car.
Let's do the college shout-outs, everybody. College shout-outs. This is where we like to shout-out the young kids from around the country for listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. We have no college shout-outs this week, so fuck it. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, I was going to say, like I'm not good with calling places up and getting them to stop, like, charging me about stuff because they always give the spiel about how, like, big a jerk I am for getting rid of them.
Yeah.
And I usually buckle down. So what I was going to do is, how if we get Rocket to pretend like he's me and he could call up XM and tell him that I don't want it no more?
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans. You got White Castle there?
No.
That's not how
it would be. You'd be like, hey, this is Ronnie Beans, and don't charge me no XM no more.
Don't fucking start with me.
I'll come down there and give you back of my hand.
No college shout outs, but shout out to the regulars that always tune in. But I want to shout out my school. Country roads, West Virginia Mountaineers. Take me home. Congratulations to the West Virginia Mountaineer basketball team for making
Sweet 16.
It to the Sweet 16.
Can we get this going? Because I know where you're going.
Is this like the official West Virginia song?
Yes.
Really? John Denver sings the official.
No, this is like the song the college adapted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As their their fight song, whatever. This is the fight
this
song.
This is their fight song.
This is their fight song.
Yeah. Every time like the football team won a game or the basketball team won a game, this song would be playing afterwards. Kind of like the Yankee Stadium when they play Frank Sinatra.
Right. Way cooler. Frank Sinatra's way cooler than this John Denver.
Yeah, Rocket, you bring up a good thing. A big fuck you to CBS. Thank you very much. Holy fucking shit.
I've been dealing with this all week, Ron.
Holy fucking shit.
Here we come.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament, right? Played throughout the week on CBS. Games all over the place. All over the map, the games are playing.
Well, let me tell you, is it a greater weekend, though?
Oh.
The fact that you can wake up like I do around noon and have basketball all day.
All day.
And you have, like, sporting events. I had basketball. I had World Baseball Classic. I threw in a little golf.
Yeah.
All day. That's all it was. I hunkered down with some moon pies, a couple of Klondikes, and, like, a whole case of Gatorade. And that was my weekend.
I was enjoying it, Ron. I was enjoying watching teams like Davidson and Bradley and fucking Jerry's Kids University from Ohio and every other fucking mom and pop university play their great basketball games beautifully on CBS.
Albany?
Where the fuck was West Virginia? Holy shit! I came home from fucking work to watch the West Virginia game, maybe like one fucking second of it, and he didn't play the whole any of the game! Now the game was on! I had to watch the score on the fucking TV like I'm watching grass grow! Holy shit! Needless to say, I was very upset that the West Virginia game didn't get any play. Like, if you, I think the first time West Virginia came on the TV was Sunday afternoon at like 6 o'clock, and it was 2 minutes left in the game. And they were ahead by 20. Thank you, CBS. Thank you for letting me watch my Mountaineers.
Wow. You know, I got this conversation three times.
Wow.
You know a lot more longer than me.
That's one time.
Yeah, no, I kept on calling Rocket.
I was like,
you know what? We're not playing West Virginia.
That's good idea that you kept on calling Rocket.
Because Ron would just be like, hey, click.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that. You know, not hearing you scream about West Virginia.
Dude, it drove me nuts. Dude, and the fucking commercials. I know there's a lot of timeouts in a basketball game, but CBS would fucking, like, Greg Cumbel would come on. And like, they have some game on where, you know, one team's ahead by 20. So they're like, okay, we're going to take you to a better matchup, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, let's take you to fucking Atlanta where Duke is playing Shmo, and it's the first quarter. So they, boom, they switch the satellites. They go to Duke in Atlanta playing Shmo.
And it's like 38-2.
No. And you see the teams on the court, but then they go to commercial. It's like a fucking another way to scam us with the commercials. Yes.
I saw during the Georgetown game when they were showing Georgetown, they were in a timeout. TV timeout in the huddle, and a guy's like, well, let me tell you something, Georgetown, they're front three, and then they would cut to like a Massengill commercial.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of the guy's spiel.
Yeah.
I was like, way to go.
They were doing it the whole time, and I was like, these fucking commercials, stop it.
And I think the guy was pissed off because when they came back, there was like dead air for about like a minute where they were just sitting in the huddle and nobody was saying anything.
It drove me nuts, but big fuck you to the NCAA men's basketball tournament and CBS. CBS, fuck you. For not putting the Mountaineers on. Show them some respect, pal.
Potentially this week might not be much better for you.
Who's the Mountaineers got in the brackets of booty pool?
Jesse Jane.
The Mountaineers are Jesse Jane?
Yes.
The Mountaineers are Jesse Jane.
Who are they playing?
Jessica Simpson in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, Jesse Jane.
That is a win-win situation.
In the brackets of booty, lunaticradio.com, brackets of booty, Jesse Jane is going up against Jessica Simpson in Texas. It's not looking good. Not looking good. Jessica Simpson's a hot piece of ass.
Dude, the way this year's been going, this bracket's been going, anything's possible. Fucking Penelope Cruz is still playing.
Yeah, I know.
Let them play.
I'll read you.
She does look like Bob Watson.
Quickly, I'll read you the matchups that are going on in the brackets of booty. This is who we got. We're down in the Sweet 16, everybody.
Sweet.
In the Hatchabun region, which is the Atlanta region, we got number one seed Angelina Jolie versus number whatever, Lindsay Lohan.
Four.
For that's Lindsay
Duke
Lohan.
That's Duke LSU.
Then we got Jesse Jane and Jessica Simpson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the cum dumpster region, which is Oakland, we got number one seed Lacey Chabert versus Penelope Cruz, which is
Memphis versus Bradley. Memphis Bradley.
Yeah. Give me the actual team names and I'll do the tricks. The other matchup in the cum dumpster region is Scarlett Johansson and Carmen Electra,
which is Gonzaga versus UCLA.
Then we go over to the Power Jack region, which is a great region.
It's his favorite.
Number one seed, Jessica Alba versus Keira Knightley.
Which is Connecticut versus Washington.
Man. Keira Knightley is the fifth seed. Then we got Sharapova, who's a surprise. Maria Sharapova.
Yeah.
An 11 seed going up against a 7 seed Jennifer Gardner.
Which is George Mason versus Wichita. Wow, that is the weirdest game. Who would have thought that? George Mason, Wichita.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I bet you nobody had that in their bracket.
Nobody.
Then finally, in the Donkey Punch region, which is Minneapolis, we have number 1 seed Eva Longoria versus number 4 seed Jenna Jameson.
Which is Villanova versus Boston College.
And Boston College, right. And then we got Rachel McAdams versus Charlize Theron.
Which is Florida versus Georgetown.
Hoyas.
Yeah.
Hoya.
Let's go.
Ewing.
Hoyas. Charlize Theron.
Patrick
Charlize
Ewing.
Theron.
Patrick Ewing.
Ronnie Beans, since you're a Georgetown fan, Charlize Theron is your
trainer. Yeah. Number 33 out of Georgetown, co-captain Patrick Ewing.
What I noticed myself doing when I was watching the men's NCAA tournament, when there were two teams playing that I didn't give a shit about, I was rooting for the chick. I would go to my brackets and check out, you know, which team is matched up with which chick, and I'd start rooting for the chick.
There you go.
Come on, Jenna.
Yeah.
Well,
that's another thing I was calling Rocket about, yo.
Shoot the J, Jenna. Shoot it.
I would call him and be like, yo, Rachel McAdams is moving on, dude.
Well, the tournament takes on, you know, many, many levels. You have your money bracket that you did for money.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, your favorites. And then you've got the girls. So, like, I'm watching this and with three different, you know, mindsets going on.
Yeah.
Do I want to win money? Do I want my favorite girl to win? Do I want my teams to win?
Yeah. And can we say another big fuck you out to some dude, some radio DJ maybe from North Carolina?
Ooh.
Is he from North Carolina?
I thought he was from Chicago.
Was he from Chicago?
That's another asshole.
And some guy named Johnny Mantis or something.
Yeah.
Johnny
He's from Chicago,
Manball
right?
Mantis or
Johnny
something.
Cleveland out of Chicago?
One of our listeners.
I was just thinking of Steve Texas out of Dayton.
One of our listeners emailed
Rockets
us.
Rockets gone bye-bye.
One of our listeners emailed us a... a link to this this radio DJ's website where he's doing the TNA Top 64 or something it's called.
NCTNA.
NCTNA. Same bit as ours, dude. Same bit. Actually, it's the same bit as the old, older version of Brackets Booty, where we pick the chicks ourselves. We switched it up.
And I got nah. We do it this way.
Yeah, we do it this way now.
One step ahead of them.
But how about you, fucko? I get worried about that for people stealing our bits. You know what I mean?
Well, it's lucky that we kind of don't do bits.
Yeah, so.
That's
true.
What are you going to steal?
But when you steal them from us, it's not like we can stake claim to them because we're on the fucking internet.
I hear you. But I'm saying that's one thing. Like, we don't really have bits, so that's we're kind of unstealable.
Yeah.
Lunaticradio.com. Unstealable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what kind of bit are you going to steal? Calling Kieran gay? Like, what kind of, you can't do that on another radio show.
Yeah.
You know, we have like two bits. We have the roast, which did we even do a roast this year? No, right? No. Yeah.
X-nayed that one.
Yeah. So we have the roast and we have the brackets of booty. What other bits do we even have? We tried bits. Our bits fail miserably. Our bits are like so bad. They're not even like bad because they're funny or funny because they're bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's couples that have sex in the chat room, that's...
No, yeah, but right. But I'm saying, like, when we've tried to do bits like Kieran's State of the Unit address and everything, they always just fall so badly.
What about when Nikki went to the restaurant? That was
the cherry pea, cherry pie banging.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, which is every once in a while you're gonna.
That's not a bit. That's a stunt.
Yeah, it's a stunt
because he actually did it.
Yeah.
And when Nikki DeBone, we sent Nikki DeBone.
Stunts we do okay. Now that's a stunt too. Nikki DeBone farting next to people is a stunt.
When we sent Nikki DeBone to the restaurant to fart on people eating dinner, that was funny.
Made that girl cry.
That's a bit. Don't steal that one too, people.
Speaking about that cherry pie real quick, the cherry pie bit is on iFilm. We got that thing on iFilm.
The cherry pie thing is
a lot of views.
Useless junk and iFilms.
How many views?
I think it's up to 35,000. No joke.
Really? 35,000 people have seen Nikki bang a pie. And guess what,
does
people?
He know that?
He doesn't even know it's on
Sweet. Doesn't that make it all the more better?
Exactly. I'm waiting for the phone call being like, dude,
what's going on? Like, I'm a dad now. Dude, I can't have this stuff on the internet.
Dude, I was at work and some Mexican came over to me and said, what the fuck, dude? I saw you on the internet, compadre.
Nikki DeBone, you bang pie.
You bang pie, ha ha ha.
Yeah. If there's one guy who wouldn't care, it's Nikki DeBone.
Coming up on the program today, everybody, we have our buddies there, Psycho Stick. Psycho Stick is going to be joining us on the program.
Beer's good.
The guys are great. Freaking, I love Rob and all the boys at Psycho Stick because they sent us.
Swag.
We have like eight CDs, eight copies of their CD here for the people. We also have t-shirts and stuff to give away, bumper stickers, all Psycho Stick swag we're just going to give away to the listeners.
Yes.
We'll figure out how we're going to do that as we proceed with the show today. It's going to be simple. So it's not like I'm going to make you...
Hands
you
know, I can't do nothing.
Yeah. I'm not going to make you do crazy stuff for the swag, but...
yeah. CDs to the first eight people that call.
It was funny.
Yeah, she knew the
we'd
number.
Be stuck with like two left over.
It's funny. Rob mailed us a... Rob from Psycho Stick. He's the lead vocalist. He sent us a box full of stuff. He had the t-shirts, the bumper stickers, the Psycho Stick CDs, and he also mailed some condoms.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot of use.
He mailed a used toilet paper roll in the box he included.
Well, Kieran probably could use that.
He sent us some popcorn.
Yes.
And
Hollywood movies?
Yeah, also included in the Psycho Stick package to lunaticradio.com, Playboy's Hot 100 Nudes.
Smut.
Copy of that.
Yes. Smut mag.
And he sent us, you know, a pen. A Bic pen.
Sweet.
And, you know...
maybe, is it like a cologne. Bunch of clues? You know, like, is maybe if we take all those stuff and we put them together, like, it will lead us to a bigger box of goodies?
Yeah. You know, I was
maybe it's our own little Goonie adventure.
I was wondering that myself. I was like, are these, like, obscure items, like, clues?
Right.
So I took out the condoms and I counted the condoms.
Of course you did.
Because I was like, I wonder if there's eight condoms there.
Right.
I wonder if he's trying to make, like, a backwards joke here.
Yeah.
But there's not.
Well, how many are there? Five?
Five condoms.
Aren't there five guys in Psycho Stick? Or no? Or is it four?
Maybe. No, there are five.
But I'm saying maybe you're supposed to use that roll of toilet paper to like look through and it'll point you to where the you know the rest of the goodies are buried.
Where that pot of gold is.
Yeah.
It'll help you find Fat Kev's rainbow.
Yeah. Way to go.
There it is. Done.
Also, who we have? Psycho Stick. We have comedian Rory Karff joining us back on the program.
Rory.
Rory.
And we're going to talk to Jen. Jen from TPS Sports Buff. Excellent, buddy.
My favorite Asian.
Yeah, she says she's not Asian.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what she is.
I don't care.
Yeah,
she's hot. Don't care.
Jen is hot. She's funny.
She's got a good body, nice face.
She co-hosts the Sports Buffet with Ray Garcia there on TPSRadio.net.
She could be Belarusian for all I care. It does not matter. I've seen pictures. I've heard stories. That's all that matters.
She could be from the Czech Republic. Right. I don't care.
The ethnicity makes no difference whatsoever.
She is hotlicious.
Yeah. She's going to call us later in the show to talk some brackets, I believe.
She's hot. Than socks on a rooster.
Going to talk Done. Some real brackets. So I don't know what Rory's calling about. He just wanted to
We're
going to
talk brackets. I don't want to talk brackets.
All right, I want to talk about breasts.
I want to talk, yeah. I want to talk
you can talk anything with Jen. She's versatile.
Really? I want to talk about her. Like, I know she's, isn't she into karate and stuff?
It's got to be hot.
Maybe me and her could get into a fight. Nice. Like, come on, hit me. For real.
I'm losing.
Yeah,
damn.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
I tell you what, our boss there, Ray Garcia over there at TPSRadio.net, he's got something going on with VitalPodcast.com.
Yeah.
Now, VitalPodcast.com is the podcasting site that you can listen to our show at, right? A lot of people download our show via VitalPodcast.com, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who are you talking to?
Talking rocking.
No, obviously.
Well, I mean, it's like,
I don't know.
Ever since that whole thing went down with Ray, all of a sudden now they're like, hey, we made a forum for Lunatic Radio, so we're buddy buddies now with Vital, which is cool.
Hey, aren't you going to mention that we're featured on iTunes now?
We were going to get to it, Ron.
No, I'm sorry.
We got 3 hours to fill, Ronnie.
I jumped the gun.
Sorry. Kieran 2.
But Ray is developing a contest with VitalPodcast.com to where he's going to take podcasts
right.
and match them up in brackets, just like the NCAA tournament.
Cool.
Or just like the brackets of booty.
Are we Duke or Connecticut?
Yeah. No, we're not. We're not in there.
Oh, we're not
in there. Because the winner of the podcast All-Rama, everybody,
right.
will win a spot on TPSRadio.net.
Oh,
so we're like the Miami Heat of this
whole right,
this
yeah. Yeah, we get first-round draft picks, right?
Right. We win!
Yeah, I take Jen.
Yes!
Yeah,
the winner gets a weekly spot on TPS Money Radio schedule, free use of TPS Radio's video chat room.
I take baseball muscles.
Use of the TPS Radio hotline for free. Are we on the hotline?
No.
You got to get the hotline.
You do understand all this, Kieran. This is going to wind up, Lunatic Radio is going to be in the 4 a.m. slot. Ray's pushing us to the 4 a.m. slot. It's all the big setup.
No, he can't.
So pretty much.
He will.
The podcast show that wins the Podcast-O-Rama on 2006 will get everything free from tpsradio.net. You'll be able to broadcast free. No charges. No $70 monthly fee to broadcast the show.
Caboodle. Let me tell you, TPS Sports without Lunatic Radio is like cornflake without the milk.
It's right.
Right.
We're buddies.
Ray actually sent me a promo here. Here, I think he's going to be running this.
He does the best promos.
TPSRadio.net and VitalPodcasts.com bring you Podcast-O-Rama, a tournament event pitting podcast versus podcast, where the winner gets a live show with TPSRadio.net. Podcasts must be entered by April 14th, 2006. Go to VitalPodcasts.com or TPSRadio.net for full contest rules. Podcast-O-Rama, are you ready to go live?
There you go.
I was dancing a little bit for that.
Yeah, Ray does the hip hop promo.
Yeah,
West Coast,
blazing R&B and hip hop, yo.
Yeah,
Kiss,
hitting the hits.
Kiss 95.7. It's Ryan Seacrest on here.
Yeah,
I got Lindsay Lohan in studio. Lindsay, let me see a twat. Let me see that cooch, baby.
Let me see the meat curtains.
Imagine Ryan Seacrest doing like a Howard Stern type of show.
You mean imagine Ryan Seacrest not being gay?
Yeah, that's true.
Ryan Seacrest, like Brad Pitt had committed, and he'd be like, hoo-hoo, Robin. Turn around.
Yeah.
You know what I would do to you?
So the Podcast-O-Rama, everybody, that is VitalPodcast.com and TPSRadio.net joining up forces to find the next top-rated podcast for the TPSRadio.net network.
The next Lunatic Radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's not much of a
compliment. You all right? That doesn't sound. You sound a little verklempt.
So it's like if we're the Heat, you know, finding the next Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Aren't they they were the Vancouver.
You should
Grizzlies.
Just call it Podcast O, Let's Replace Lunatic
Big Country.
Radio.
Replace.
That's right.
How to send Rocket, Lunatic Radio to the 4 a.m. slot.
Rocket's right. They're looking for the next Big Country Bryant Reeves.
Yeah. Where is he now?
I don't know.
Where is he?
I would assume,
back in Oklahoma.
I would assume he's like in Oklahoma making babies.
Yeah. One could only assume.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I assume he's like tilling a field somewhere.
That's what we just did.
What?
We just referred to the winner of the Vital Podcasting as Brian Reeves.
Yeah.
That's
a rather obscure reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way over my head. Explain it.
Oh, he was a basketball player.
He was the first round draft pick of the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yeah, and they called him Big Country because he came from a town with a population of like 35.
Not only is he not around, neither is the team. It's now in Memphis.
Yeah, and so, I don't think the town's there anymore.
Vancouver closed up shop.
Yeah.
Ottawa's taken over.
Yeah.
They needed to move.
Vancouver moved out. It didn't like the fact that Ottawa was next door. Ottawa was getting too loud, so they were like, we're moving.
Ottawa ruined the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They left the garbage cans out too long during the day. Mm-hmm. They don't like that.
Right. Ottawa plays the music too loud at night.
Yeah, that's right. And then the cops come and roust Vancouver because Vancouver's upset. And they're like, well, I guess you can smoke crack in Ottawa as long as you do it quietly.
The cops come and knock on Ottawa's door.
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh,
please turn
problems.
Your city down.
That's right. Yeah,
we're getting some complaints.
You know, and like, when the cops go to Ottawa, they don't have cop cars; they have Zambonis.
Because it's all ice.
Yeah, it's just all ice. It's like the Zamboni. You know,
Ottawa. We got to get like a politician or something on from Ottawa.
Oh, it'll be great.
Just ask him about Ottawa.
Right.
How late they're open.
Right.
There's a drive-through.
You know what it is? Vancouver was getting pissed because Ottawa was leaving their garbage by the curb,
yeah.
You know, and putting it out on the wrong days, you know? So every once in a while, Vancouver would come out and be like, Plastics is Tuesday!
Newspaper's Friday! Come on!
It's Tuesday! No newspaper! That's Friday! Plastics is Tuesday!
Non-perishables on Wednesday!
Leaves every other Friday! You stupid town!
That would be great if we got like some politician from Ottawa. So how does it feel to be running five people?
Yeah. And then Ottawa would get pissed off and send like phony pizza deliveries over to Vancouver. Maybe like pizza delivery for Vancouver.
And then those crazy kids would come by and toilet paper Ottawa.
We got someone calling in. Yo!
Yo, is this Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, it's the boys from Psycho Stick. What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on? Yo.
Is it all you in there?
Oh, we're missing Vince today, but yeah, we're all here except for him.
Sweet. Look at that. You guys call early.
Oh, we're punctual. No, wait. It's 7:30 over here.
Well, maybe my clock's a little slow. What's going on, fellas? How are you doing?
Oh, doing great, man. It's been crazy.
Yeah? How the gigs turning out? Because you guys are playing California and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah, that was sweet. Yeah. I tell you what, though, Hollywood's really dirty.
Yeah.
Is nice. How dirty?
Yeah.
Single bed mattress in every hotel in that place has hooker's blood just spilled all over. Like some little pigeon running around with a hooker's blood water gun just soaking the place.
Dude.
Gross.
And we're done.
Yeah, I slept in the truck.
So, yeah, you guys are on today. You sent us a bunch of free swag for our listeners. We got the bumper stickers. We got the CDs. We got the copies of the CDs. Hey, Rob, I appreciate, I don't know whoever put together the package, but I appreciate the condoms and used toilet paper roll.
Hey, get on that ball, Darren. Use that fucking shit, man.
Hey, you know what?
It's anger.
I'm a sharing kind of guy. So, yeah.
Whose condoms are these, by the way?
Those are mine.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Well,
sharing.
You definitely got more use out of them than Kieran will.
You should have bought the extra large if you ever come on.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah, you can put your hand in one of those.
The Magnums, I told you.
Nice.
By the way, those CDs I sent you, five of those are for you guys. No, wait. Four of those are for you guys.
Oh, really?
Five are for the fans because, you know, each of you get a CD, including Jenny. Send her one.
All right, yeah.
Sweet. Thank you.
Mail Jenny one. It's a great CD, dude. I appreciate it. Nice labeling, too. I love it. You guys got the whole package going.
Yeah, well, we try.
What kind of stain is on the front of the CD?
That's a coffee stain.
Oh, all right, good.
Good.
Yeah, it's a very weird CD layout, but it's really cool.
I thought it might have been pudding.
Well, Yeah. Okay, we tried to...
But Mike, go ahead.
You got pudding?
No, I got pudding.
Oh, shit.
Mike wants pudding. Hey, now you made him hungry.
Sorry.
Yeah, he wants cookies. God damn it.
So what's the deal? All you guys live in, like, an apartment or something?
Well, we live in different apartments, but we're all cramped up in mine right now.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Have you reached that point in your rock career where you're banging groupies left and right?
Of course we are, yeah. Yeah, all the time, man.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. The Hollywood show was interesting, but we'll leave the stories out of that one.
No.
Spill the dirt.
Not on the internet.
Dude, you can't just bring it up and then just, you know, go buy it.
Was there transvestites?
I'm also a tease.
Kieran likes that. Be careful.
Somebody got laid at the Hollywood show.
No, not exactly, but it was, I don't want to get into it.
Guy before that hooker got laid.
Dude, blowjobs from a transvestite don't count.
Did somebody suck a cock by accident?
Oh, jeez. Whoops.
Anything?
Did you meet a 6'2" girl named Ginger who had a little something special for you?
No. Oh, God.
So we got Rob, Mike, Josh, and Alex, right? That's who we got down there?
Yeah, my phone's ringing.
Tell him you're on the radio.
Oh, I already hung up on him.
Oh.
Hey, the Playboy Hottest 100 that you sent us, is that used?
Slightly.
Slightly.
We lose.
Yo, you sent the college one?
Yeah, dude.
Look at that kid on that.
Well, that's not the college one. Was it the college one or was it the other one?
I don't think it's the college one, no.
Okay. All right, well, it's still good.
You got the crappy one.
Yeah, you got the crappy one.
Dude, I have a copy of the college one. That one's pretty hot.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Like, half of those girls are from ASU and I never see them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I lived in Tempe.
Yeah.
I never saw you.
Right down the street from the freaking college, and I never see one of them.
They're not real. They're robots.
I got to tell you, I've hung out on Mill Road down there in on the ASU campus.
Local reference.
And there is some smoking chicks that go to that fucking college.
That is true. That is true.
But, you know, dude, they're all stuck up. The only way to get their attention now, dude, is just hit them with your car.
See, what I used to do is I'd stick my junk outside of my pants and then go around asking people to look at my belt.
Just like that.
I'd say, hey, check out my new belt.
Grandpa No Pockets, yeah. I like
it. So we're going to premiere the new song tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, man, I love this new song. It's just a taste of what we got coming up on the couple of little thingies we're going to release here in the near future.
Ooh.
So,
new album?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, we have two. You want to divulge anything?
Well, we got one and a half albums.
You got one and a half albums coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be sold as like a package deal or separate albums?
Well, the first one's going to be the half, and then the second one's going to be the whole album. So it's kind of a little project we're doing.
But we got to keep it secret, you know, so it's a surprise for everybody.
Oh, yeah, you're going to like it. Trust me.
Right.
Yeah, we're about to actually hit the studio for that one, so it's going to be good. Yeah.
So, from the last time we talked to you, what has gone on in the Psycho Stick world? Have you, got more radio play, or what's going on?
Well, mostly just promotional stuff. We're finally getting our press kit together. We have some good distribution things lined up, so we'll probably be in stores, I'd say, relatively soon.
Hopefully so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Psycho Stick taking over the world, people.
Yeah.
It's hard for independent bands to get their CDs into stores without getting on labels.
Taking
over Walmart, one Walmart at a time.
Yeah, but there's a fucking difference. Your shit is good. You know what I mean? It's fucking good.
We get censored. I'm seriously going to punch at every single fucking, Ronald McDonald that hangs out in the Walmart,
Are you going to walk in there?
McDonald that's connected to it. Bullshit.
Yeah, those old guys that greet you. Just punch them.
Yeah, hit them every time. Go censor me!
These guys are nuts, man.
Die,
dude. Dude, watch out when you punch them old dudes. Those dentures, they hurt, man. You get them stuck like in a knuckle or something, man, and then you gotta look at infection and aim for the nose.
Yeah,
real, Grandpa. Pay attention to that before we do this, Grandpa. Oh, God, I'm scared. I got a little marks on my chest of, like, old people hunched over with canes that I took them down. Yeah, that's Mike there. Anyway. Mike is evil, you see. Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that. You guys are nuts. If you don't know who Psycho Stick is, everybody, we've been playing him on the freaking show. If you don't know what the beer song is, you're a complete idiot, because it's like an anthem for people at college.
That's right.
You know, beer's good.
And stuff. Right. Hey, I saw the video. Is that? Did you guys make that?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple of them actually.
All right, well, this one it was on E-Bomb's World.
Yeah, that one I did, yeah.
All right, that one, the best part about that is when you do the beer is good and stuff, and the end stuff is a picture of a panda driving a car. Yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love that panda. Yeah, we had to chase that panda down.
Man. Not only are these guys talented musicians, but the funniest.
Well, it's a little known fact that pandas don't stop for red lights.
It got him crazy, man.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
I gotta tell you, congratulations. You guys have been played all over XM 48 Squiz. Two songs, by the way.
Ooh,
not only the beer song, but I believe Two Ton Paperweight.
Yep. And I actually started hounding them to play Prozac, but they haven't yet. So if you guys want to go request Prozac, see if they can play it.
Prozac Milkshake.
Yeah, Prozac Milkshake. I should say the whole name, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
So that's the third one we're trying to get on there. So yeah, request it if you can.
But they've been cool as hell, though.
Yeah, I love those guys. We're working on that Kieran song. We got some good stuff so far.
Get the fuck out
nice!
Of here.
Nice!
You know, actually, when you sent me the new song this week, I was thinking in the back of my mind, I'm like, I hope this isn't a fucking song about me. Because you kept it secret. You sent it to me yesterday, and I was like worried that I wasn't going to get it, and I thought maybe like fucking Jenny Blowjob had something working behind the scenes with you guys. I was like, oh man, I hope it's not a song about me.
No, come on, it might help you get laid. What are you talking about?
Well, dude, check this lyric out right here. Okay, we got this one. It's every time Kieran gets laid, an angel gets his wings. but angels had to resort to public transportation because Kieran hasn't been laid in so long.
Nice. Angels on the bus! Angels on the bus!
We got some feedback here from listeners in our chat room, everybody. Somebody wants to know about the street team. The Psycho Stick street team, right, Rock?
Yeah, you doing anything special for them? That's what's being asked.
Right now, we're just collecting people. It's thedumb.org. And we are going to be sending out promo packs and stuff once we get our CDs in stores and once we have some shows planned. So keep on signing up. We will be in touch with you. Right now, we're just getting an army together so we can attack all at once.
Yeah. Nice. Street team.
Yeah. You know, tell us a little bit about you know what the experience is like going to see a Psycho Stick show. What is on stage? Are you guys just sitting there playing, or is there like fucking midgets jumping around? What's going on?
Stonehenge.
Nice. How would we describe it? I haven't seen us playing because I
small bread.
Yeah, well, they put it this way, it's like people like our live show more than the CD.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yes, that's a lot of you have not seen a live show, and I'm very sorry. it's a whole different experience. Let me just put it that way. I don't know how else to put it. You have to experience it. And we will get out there, and you will experience it.
It's a visual experience.
Yeah.
Are you guys wearing, like, fucking outfits, like, kind of like Kiss or something like that?
Oh, you can look me on the album right there. It's just, we look so much stupider on stage. It's awesome. You gotta really be there in person to appreciate how stupid we look.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You're sitting here jamming out, right? And you're like playing the show. All these goth kids, everyone's just like all hardcore, so serious, you know? And they're standing their arms crossed, thinking my pants are much better than them. Then we go on there and we just make them all do some shit and just, they're all smiling and actually like getting into it.
Great. We played this one show where most of the crowd was actually goth. Crowd and they were, you know, had all the makeup on and looked all depressed.
Yeah. I was like, we're gonna get booed off.
Yeah, we thought we were gonna get booed off the stage, but the exact opposite happened.
Wow.
They were like, yeah! It was
Kind of scary seeing a bunch of goth kids go crazy.
Yeah, tissues are flying. They're wiping their makeup off their face.
I've got mascara in my eye.
I never got my pony.
Holy shit, man.
But yeah, this is the live show. Yeah, you will enjoy that.
So when are you going to hit the East Coast?
Oh, dude, buy a CD.
We're working on it. That is the biggest question I get, and I don't have an answer yet. Here's our day. You know, we get up, we go to work, and we think, why am I working this job and not touring the East Coast?
Yeah, dude. Does it freak you out that you have so many fans around the country wanting to see you, and you just can't get to them?
Yo, it's really unsettling because I'm real antsy. I want to play in front of them, and I want them to come up and touch me and stuff. So, yeah.
My mom works for.
Kieran's all over that.
My mom works for airlines playing too. I could go out there myself, but I don't think that'd be a very good show.
You're pretty good.
I know, I'm pretty good. I mean, I can keep them entertained for about 10, 15 minutes or stuff, and they just start cracking out penis jokes, and they're like, go get off the stick.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get the break out the penis jokes.
Gotta have.
Yeah.
I think Psycho Stick should have their own radio show.
Yeah, really.
The Psycho Stick Comedy and Metal Hour.
And Stuff Hour.
We're going to take over your show, aren't
we? Yeah, hey, whenever we do end up in New York, we'll hit you up. Hopefully we can come in there and you can do a live interview or something. That'd
We've had bands in studio before.
I'm thinking, like, if we ever get to do a live gig, like at some sort of hall or some sort of club.
Right.
Psycho Stick's playing. We'll fly him in.
Headlining.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it'd be great. We never played in New York, but we'll headline.
Sure. Dude, I'll do a mosh pit just myself. I don't care if nobody's there.
It's a one. Yeah. You could cover a mosh pit.
Yeah, I could actually cover the entire mosh pit, just me.
Yeah!
You guys have headlined before, right?
Yeah, we have.
Just to put
out here.
No, just on the front of, like, I don't even put on the front of the thing, it says things like a sick plane, and I just say, you know, apartment for rent.
Yeah! That's how you get people to show up. Right? Oh, I love it. All right, Mike. Down. Go write it down.
Okay.
All right.
Jot that one.
So you want to talk about the new song a little bit, or what?
Okay,
How'd you come about the Jägermeister love song?
Jägermeister love song. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't know. Alex actually took the reins on that one, and he wrote the majority of it. So, say something, Alex.
All right, well, we actually got the idea from our friend Jay from OTEP, actually. He suggested that we write a song about Jägermeister. Ooh. Instead of doing that, I decided to make it kind of half about Jägermeister and sort of about, like, a love song that was sort of the... You know, you're obligated to write a song for your girlfriend, that kind of thing, but instead just wrote a drunk song, be like, so it's not really about much of anything.
So it's half about love, half about Jägermeister, and half about neither.
Yeah. That is a perfect way to
describe
it. Dude,
Jägermeister will do that to you, though. You know, like, you drink too much Jägermeister, you wake up with somebody else's underwear on.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I'm laughing. That's so fucking true.
I actually have a friend who lives in Canada that has one of those Jägermeister machines where you put the three bottles on the top of the bar. Yeah, so it's like, you know, fill up your cup, keep going. It's ice cold.
Oh, geez.
It's amazing.
God.
I'm like, you were the luckiest man alive. I want one of those. But yeah, so it's kind of a half love song, half nothing. Drinking song, half nothing. And I don't know.
You know what it is? So in other words, it like starts out a love song, but then in the middle of it, you're doing a couple shots of Jägermeister, and then it ends up being about like something completely different.
Hey, vomit.
You don't need explanation, dude. We're beautiful, all right?
You gotta explain ourselves.
We don't need to explain ourselves.
I feel like just listening to your songs and not knowing you guys at all, that like you guys are just sitting on the couch like watching ESPN or something and being like, dude, I'm going to make a song about this donut I'm eating.
Man, you really nailed it,
dude.
I don't think anybody's ever written a good nacho song before.
We'll be done.
Actually, I think that's in the queue. What do you... I
can write a song about nachos.
Yeah, we'll have one in about 15 minutes.
That's the great thing about fucking Psycho Stick, man. They can write a song about anything.
Yeah,
dude, in the Jägermeister love song, which we're going to premiere right after we hang up on you guys.
Hey, we're gonna hang up on you, bro.
By the way, that song kicks ass. I heard it when I got into the studio today. That song kicks ass.
Yeah, it's a great fucking song, dude.
Yeah, you should see it live though. It's much heavier.
Oh yeah,
especially when we don't mess up.
Yeah, when we don't mess. Really good.
Yeah, you messed up in Hollywood.
Yeah. We got a thing where every time we mess up in the band, we just kind of keep playing, just turn around, point, and start laughing at the fucker.
Yeah. Dude, you fucked that
you
up, man.
You fucked up.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah.
Everybody's booing Alex. I do it every time. Right, we're not that good.
Oh, yeah, pretty much every show, but... Anyway...
Have you gotten any word about any, like, other radio play besides XM?
Well, you know, I get a message on MySpace or something every now and then that there's, like, an FM station in a smaller town that's playing the beer song here and there. Some college radios have picked it up. Other podcasts have picked it up, so...
I know that we've been played in Detroit.
Yeah.
On some radio station there. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard Some people on Sirius actually heard us on Sirius. They have Sirius. They don't know, like, somebody actually heard us on Sirius. Oh, what was that? I didn't know about that. No, I told you about that. I was going out. You're lying to me. I don't like to put that beer down. Yeah, so apparently we're on Sirius. Well, it's a rumor.
Unconfirmed rumor. Yeah. All right. We don't know about that yet.
Go ahead.
We got an email the other day, like, some guy was like, hey, I heard you're opening for Korn, and like, no, we're not.
You should have said yes.
Yeah, man. You lie.
Yeah.
I get dance to our music. I mean, the poor guy was mad, too. He said, I stood in line. You know? Got tickets to see you guys open for Korn. I'm like, oh, I want to open for Korn. Sorry, man, we'd like to open for Korn.
I don't know. Have you heard their last album?
There's some schmuck at the Korn concert with a Psycho Stick shirt on. Yeah. Where's Psycho Stick?
Yeah, beer is good.
Oh, man. Yeah, so do you get excited when you hear about, like, a station playing the show, your music, or what? Yeah, are you past that?
We giggle like schoolgirls.
Yeah, we flap our little arms and run in circles and shit.
We win! I gotta tell you, we have like a live listening chat room as we do the show, and ever since you guys came on the show and we picked up your call, the chat room is filling up with fucking people.
Yeah, I kind of spammed on MySpace a little bit too, so
we cheat
a little bit. We want you guys to be heard too.
Nice.
I believe you got some crazy looking fans.
Oh,
Alice. I don't know.
Ron and I have not said
that. Yeah, what the hell?
Ronnie Beans and Rocket are not part of that comment.
I love all the fans.
Yeah, kids like, your fans are weird looking.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, they're great.
We get some weird ones, but man, they're all awesome.
We're like, man, they're weirder than us.
See, we're lucky. We only have one weird one. We just got John from Orlando. He's the only weird one we have.
You got any suggestions to what we can do to make our listeners do to hand out some Psycho Stick swag? What should the listeners do to earn a CD? What do you think? What was that?
Mike just called the manager over here, and he's still, like, walking around. I don't know. What could listeners do to win some shit?
Should I just hand them out? Should I make them do something?
I think you make them sing one of our songs backwards.
Yeah.
Good as beer. Good as beer.
All right, the ABC's backwards.
Stuff.
Oh, no,
Stefan.
That's... Boobs.
All right. You know what's kind of great? As the LunaticRadio.com show and the Psycho Stick band, the fans have, like, come together a little bit. And it's apparent in this drunk call. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear this, but I'm going to play a drunk call from one of our fans over the week. It features one of your songs, so it's a drunk call from somebody on a phone. So I'm gonna play it. Hopefully, you guys can hear it, and we'll come back to you right after. Here we go.
Laguna Beach. Oh my god, when worlds collide. Holy shit, that's a scary thought.
Could you guys hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
No, weird.
What was that? Is that what that was?
Yeah, Laguna Beach.
That's what we were doing that during the show, dude. We were just taking some silence. Yeah,
what's
Laguna Beach?
Oh, dude, you gotta fucking do that.
Awesome, man. New York.
That would be the ultimate homage to my brother Fat Kev. Yeah. Cause he's the one that gave us that Laguna Beach bit. I don't know what the hell it even
Fat
means.
Kev's in the band.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, Jesus. Alright. So, fellas, I believe it's time to debut the new Psycho Stick song, which will be available to download on one of your sites, right, in 2 days?
Yeah, it'll be on the Pure Volume site, purevolume.com/psychostick.
Nice. So the song is titled, everybody, the Jägermeister Love Song. It's a new song by Psycho Stick, and you'll hear it first here on the lunaticradio.com show. Should you guys want to stick around, or do you want me to let you go and I'll play the song?
We'll stick around for a sec.
Okay, I'm going to play the song. Here we go, everybody. Psycho Stick, the Jägermeister Love Song on the LunaticRadio.com show. Here we go.
This is the Jägermeister Love Song. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, everybody.
Nice. Chug, chug, chug.
Chug, chug, chug.
That was the debut of the Jägermeister Love Song by Psycho Stick. Fellas, you still on with us?
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking song rocks,
man. It's kicked ass. You should have seen. We had a little mosh pit here in the studio.
That's right.
Yeah. I saw that.
Throwing down.
The best part is the fucking breakdown where he goes, chug, chug, chug. Chug, chug, chug.
Woo.
Fucking love that shit, man.
Woo. If you can't start a mosh pit in your own studio, what kind of country do we live in?
Yeah, that's right. Really.
How long does it take you to do a song? Seriously.
To write a song?
Yeah. Well, just it seems like you guys put them together real quickly from what you've been saying.
Well, that one in particular was pretty quick. The really melodic ones, like Two Ton Paperweight, they take a little longer. Sure. But songs like Beer and Jägermeister Love Song, not too long.
Yeah, ones where you don't have to actually write real melody. It's like the punch riffs and stuff we're pretty good at.
Yeah, we like to make it as heavy as we can, so.
It usually takes longer to actually record the song than to write it.
So, yeah.
So I appreciate you guys allowing us to premiere the new song, the Jägermeister love song, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. I appreciate you allowing us to do that. I appreciate all the swag we're going to give out to the LunaticRadio.com listeners. And I'd like to thank all the members of Psycho Stick, everybody, for joining us on the program tonight.
All right, on. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh!
Fucker!
You fell for it!
Wow! You fell for it!
Yeah, go ahead.
Dude.
Ask what? A question?
Yes. Dude, let me tell you, I was totally lapped into that one because I was giving him props, and I thought he was going to give us a little props back.
Right. Nope. Bang.
Dude, that was A game.
That was
fucking A game. Those guys are great. I love that fucking guys.
That song kicks ass.
Dude, that song, I wanted
to play. Come to the East fucking Coast. Jesus Christ. I mean, I understand the machinations involved. Yeah. But
me and Ronnie will be picking up the change all night.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Doing the lawnmower.
They'd be like, we'd like to get into the mosh pit, but that guy's taking it all.
Yeah. I tell you what, you'll get a band that'll have a great album. You know, all the songs are good, and then when they start working on the new shit, and they start debuting it, and they're like, oh man, check out our new song. And you listen to it, and you're just like, eh, whatever.
That's what kicks ass.
This fucking song is like, it's like an extension of the first album.
Right.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yes.
Keep going, man.
And they're on our show.
Yeah. We're buddies.
Yeah.
We're buddies.
Pals.
All right, let's do a break, and we'll come back.
Fine.
And we'll do some more fun, wacky stuff on the LunaticRadio.com show. All right, people, so stick around. More wackiness right after this.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio. Ride the snake.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Jesse Jane. Jesse, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thanks
for having me. Let's get crazy. You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Seymour, I've tried the back door once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, you know, it didn't go over too well.
No. You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Radio at vitalpodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting. It's Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com! Fire!
.com. Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good. And stuff. Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer.
Yeah, what up? Psycho Stick, everybody. PsychoStick.com.
The best part is the guy who says, I think you have had enough.
Word him up.
I think you had enough.
There it is. Thanks to the boys from Psycho Stick joining us on the program.
That's me. Like on like a Saturday night. Like, dude, I just think you've had enough to drink.
No, I haven't, dude. I'm fine, dude. Yeah. I can drive.
Listen, you'll know. To anybody out there who's never been around me when I'm drunk, you'll know when I've had enough to drink.
It's gonna be Friday night.
Like there is a marked change in my attitude and my well, you'll know.
There's a little rumble in the tummy.
Oh, well.
You hear a little rumble?
No, I go from being like funny and, you know, blah, blah, blah to like, you know. Insta jerk.
Yeah.
Add alcohol.
Just add alcohol.
Yeah.
Insta jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just get like completely obnoxious and.
So we have all this Psycho Stick swag and stuff, dude. We got the CDs.
Ooh.
We got to figure out how we're gonna give this stuff away.
Something or others.
You know what? Call the drunk call hotline. If you're funny, we'll give you a CD.
Here we go. We got one. You got one?
I got one already.
You got one?
No.
Or you know, call the drunk hotline and
Jenny.
Tell us why you should get one.
So I got how many that? CDs? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6 CDs, everybody. And I got 3, 4 T-shirts.
How about that, Karen?
What?
Call the drunk hotline and plead your case.
Please,
should that be it?
Like, make us laugh, make us feel sorry for you. Do something, but plead your case. Tell us why you should get some swag.
Yeah.
Of course.
Should we make him do stuff?
Well, how else are you going to... Either that or send you an email and say, I want some stuff, and then we'll draw him out of a hat like we did the last time.
How about...
But that's not funny. This way we could play it on the show, people calling up and saying we want the stuff.
How about the first five people to instant message Rocket on the chat room?
How about for the amount of times Connie flashes the screen, we will then we'll randomly pick people. So if she flashes the screen five times...
Hey, Ron, do you know any riddles?
No.
All right.
What do you mean riddles?
Somebody can figure out the riddle.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh. You mean like what... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out as we proceed throughout the show.
Proceed.
All right.
Riddles.
Rocket's got a big thing, big announcement for the people who listen to the podcast.
Oh,
right. We're listed on the iTunes.
That's right. We are now on the featured list on iTunes.
Page 4.
Yeah, page 4. So we are we're like somewhere in the technically the 40s.
So that means
we're the top 40. Whoa!
That means big stuff.
That's huge stuff, because now we've just separated ourselves from the thousands and thousands of podcasts.
Uh-huh.
We are now amongst the elite,
right,
so to speak.
We are the wheat from the chaff.
That's right.
So we kick ass?
Yes. And take names.
We're right up there with Chicken Fried Radio.
Now, literally, what does that mean? Does it mean more listeners?
From how it all works and how it all breaks down, yeah, because who wants to fucking sit there and sift through, you know, the thousands and thousands of podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
What iTunes does is says, you know what, we're gonna isolate the few good ones, the few top ones, if you will, the few highly listenable ones,
mm-hmm,
and let your kids have easy access to them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a big little thing for... Big little thing. It's a big little thing, Ron.
For an oxymoron.
For lunaticradio.com, being on iTunes. So, yeah, check it out. I mean, if you're listening already, then obviously it doesn't
matter.
Put
a review down.
We have
six reviews.
We need more reviews.
Yeah.
We have reviews?
Yeah, we have six.
People like us.
Including from people who I'm not really sure who they are. Which is... You know, so I'm like, it's not anybody that I know, like members of my family or your family or...
Right.
You know? So thank you to everyone, because the only, you know, part of us getting on that list was me being up till 3 a.m. for like 4 days straight fixing the code. But the other half is everyone listening on the podcast, because not only do you need perfect code, you need to have a good listenership.
Yeah, that's what I feel bad about, because Rocket was like working on this thing for like weeks, trying to get the code right.
And then I called everyone, you know...
We're not like, no one's like a computer guy like Rocket is. Like, Rocket knows shit about computers that we would never even like fathom.
Rocket hit me up on the cell phone and he's like, dude, I got something to tell you. And I was like, uh-oh. Okay,
so in the computer world, to figure out the code and get the code perfect is like fucking a big thing. It's like the fucking Super Bowl, you know, of accomplishments. Right. It's like the fucking team making it to the Super Bowl. And when Rocket explains this to us, we're like, yeah, cool. All right.
You
What's
mean we,
next?
Yeah, my reaction was we weren't featured already?
Yeah. I had no fucking idea. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
But cool, man.
I wouldn't even know how to download our podcast if I could.
See, that's the problem. Yeah. So that's Ron and I's internet savvy.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out how to download shit from certain sites.
I hate when people come up to me like that. Friends of mine that are like, oh, dude, how's the show going? And I'm like, oh, pretty good. They're like, how do you listen to it? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, go to the website, man, and follow the buttons.
Go figure it out.
Yeah, follow the buttons.
Ron and I are, like, good at double-clicking.
Yeah. I'm going to find him.
Rocket's building empires.
Yeah, right.
And Kieran's on Kaza.
Right.
Trying to
Rocket's, Rocket's like, you want to see where all the aircraft carriers are stationed throughout the world?
I know.
And I'm trying to figure out how to get a pair of sunglasses from Oakley.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm still excited I can get free porn, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, look, 17 seconds of porn. By the way, I just got my... I ordered some porn, and it came in the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't left the house.
What'd you order? Win.
Did you order some Tory Lanez stuff?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
What'd you get?
Good man.
Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. I didn't get any Tory Lanez stuff. I got
excited for a second.
I got some Bridget Kirkhove stuff.
Bridget Kirkhove?
Yeah.
She a chick we should have on a show?
I don't know. Maybe. She's hot. She's blonde and she's hot and she's really dirty.
Does she have a dick?
No.
Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering. I've never heard about her before. Oh. Like,
well, she holds the world record for it's she stuck 104 chopsticks in her butt. and that's a world record.
Oh my God.
So that's a world record?
That's a world record, so I had to see
that's
that.
That's not in Guinness, is it?
No, it's not in Guinness, but it's a world record, or at least her website says it's a world record.
She's probably the only person to ever do it.
Well, yeah, who else would do it? I mean, you know, somebody else is going to be like, I've done 110, you know, like it's not probably not something that you do, you know?
So you saw the chick, you were like, oh my God, you saw that she was, you know, the girl that put the chopsticks up her ass, and you were like, I got to get her films.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So what happened was I had, somebody had given me a porn that on the previews was a movie that she did. And I was like, oh, I got to get that one because it had elements in it that I dig.
Uh-huh.
You know, like all the girls were in like, you know, with fishnets and stuff like that. I love fishnets. Love me some fishnets. And they all had fishnets. So I was like, I got to get it. So I got it. And that's, you know, and a couple others. See, there's a, all right. See,
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. There's, if somebody were to look, I'll get into this real quick. If somebody were to look at my porn collection, they would think it's a little odd because there are some odd movies in it. But the only reason I have those movies is because there is a B porn star, like a B movie porn star, right? Which means that she's not even like, she's not even like a famous porn star, right? She's a B movie porn star who looks very similar to an ex-girlfriend of mine. Right? So I happen to get a lot of her movies because I dig seeing my ex-girlfriend just get, like, you know, abused. Not, like, you know, like, punched her in.
Just beat down. Yeah, like,
yeah, you know, I dig seeing, like, a girl who looks like my ex-girlfriend get banged by three black dudes.
Yeah,
you
know, impaled on a cock.
Exactly. Like, it's, I don't know. I don't know what you want to call it, but that's just sort of what happens.
All right.
So I have a lot of these movies with this one porn star in them, and they're very odd.
So Ron was doing a little masturbating this weekend.
Pretty much all week. You know, I was coming home from work, and I was going, "I've got porn. I've got porn.
Dude, I was doing I've the same thing, porn.
Man. Oh my God! Looking forward to coming home.
I was singing the porn song.
Got smut waiting for me.
I've got smut. It was like I've got porn.
I think it was last Wednesday. I found some new porn. I got a lot of it. You know what I mean? And I was so excited, man. Fucking trolling out to
it's
it.
Christmas.
I was like scheduling. You know, I was like, okay, 3:15. You know,
he's planning his porn.
It's like discovering a new world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like getting a new
porn is like, yeah. Like going out to dinner to a 4-star restaurant.
I was so excited when like the FedEx person showed up and I was like, woohoo!
I win! Yeah. Hercules! Hercules!
That's right. Hercules! I've got porn.
So, to get back to how we got here. Yes, we're on the featured list on iTunes.
Oh, right.
So, so definitely, you know, if you already got us on podcasts, obviously it's no big whip, but this should definitely help the listener fan base for the people who, you know, who can't really see us. Because if you go on iTunes to sort through the thousands.
How many podcasters are on iTunes?
In comedy alone, easily over 2,500. Easily. And we are just a thin little line amongst that. Now we're on the featured list. We're number 40. And, like, not only we're a big spot, but we have like our icon there, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
We are now a lot more noticeable.
Yeah, and we're a lot better than Fatso and Gay Boy.
Well, that's...
oh wait, sorry, Dawn and Drew.
That's kind of vague. Did you see that picture of them two with each of them in the thong and like the cottage cheese zit covered asses?
Yeah,
I actually got audio of them.
Really? Go ahead. Yeah. I believe that was a clip from a segment they were doing because I think Dawn had some sort of problem with her ass. She was a little backed up, as they say. And Drew was down there by the toilet pole with a spoon trying to get it out.
Oh,
man.
For some reason, I think Ron thinks that's real.
Just the thought in my head grosses me out.
Man. Yeah. We're better than that show. I don't like saying we're better than anybody, but goddamn, we're better than them.
Yeah.
Kieran. Shit.
Kieran's the guy, like, he we're not better than the people who don't do podcasts.
We should mock it one day. Should get little wireless headsets. We should get little wireless headsets and walk around.
You know, I only listened to it once for about 2 minutes.
Ronald just, like, snooze on the studio couch.
Hi, this is Dawn. And I was like, click.
Done. And we're done.
But aren't those shows just better off ignored?
I wouldn't even listen to them on the phone.
See, but that's the magic of being featured on the list. Because once you're on that list, it's easily accessible. So more people listen. Right. So I'm...
I didn't see Dawn and Drew on that list.
Nah, they're on page one.
Are they?
They're like, they're at the top, yeah. I think.
Really?
Yeah. Aren't they?
They're on page one.
They're in fucking Penthouse.
So?
I don't know. That's pretty good.
We could be in Penthouse.
Sure. Ron could do a four page
We're
layout.
In Ebony.
Yeah, and it'd just be one picture.
Yeah. It'd be a really thick magazine.
2 points.
2 points and a foul.
There it is.
I'm going to the line.
The hoop and the horn.
Type of dandy. Yeah, so we had that
Holy
to happen.
Shit.
We had a posting. You remember the French chick that we were talking about?
Yes.
A long time ago?
Yes.
Melissa Thoreau. Is that her name?
Who cares? The yeah. French news
hot
chick.
Hot news chick.
Yeah.
Well, what a fucker.
She's a hot French news anchor from across the pond.
Yes.
And it's Melissa Thoreau. Her last name's spelled T-H-E-U-R-I-A-U. Whatever that fucking spells out or sounds like when you pronounce it, that's her last name. Anyway, hottest news anchor in the world.
Unarguably.
Hands down.
Yeah, can't do nothing. Hands are tied.
And one of our listeners on the lunaticradio.com message board found pictures of her nude.
Topless.
On the beach.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
You know, in France, that kind of shit happens.
I think that was
time.
Joe. I think that was Joe from Florida.
Yeah. Joe Cock from Florida. Dude, I was so fucking happy when I saw those pictures.
I know.
We lost him for a solid 30 hours.
Dude, she is so hot.
Yeah.
She is so hot that you don't even need naked pictures of her. Just like the regular pictures are fine.
Dude, people were fascinated just by shots of her face.
Yes.
Like, she became like an internet, you know, she was like the new Chuck Norris of the internet.
Right. Do you remember the pictures of her smoking from the hookah?
Oh, do you think
you know what? I would pay like $1 million to see her eat a banana or like an ice cream.
Do you think that news channel like franchised her?
Imagine her like eating a vanilla ice cream cone.
Dude, she has legions of fans in the United States, and most of those people can't even speak French.
But I mean,
they will never see her on TV.
She can't speak English. Is that a fact?
I don't know. No, I'm sure she can. I'm positive.
I mean, we've talked about this briefly before. You don't think there's no way of her coming here to the?
I don't know. If she's a serious journalist.
You telling me Fox, they could drop some serious coin for her.
They might, but she might be under contract. You never know.
That's what I think. They franchise her. She's working there till she retires.
You think?
She's so hot.
She might not want to come over here.
Oh, stop.
I'd want her to be like on like some show where it's like they take the desk away and it's just like her like in a chair or standing up so you get like the full view and then they come in so you can see what she's wearing and then they come into like the headshot and everything.
I tell you what, if like MSNBC or CNN or Fox, whoever picks her up and lands her for their network, ratings through the roof.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because she has legions of fans.
Let's hire her.
Over here.
Let's Lunatic Radio
and it's
hire
all based. It's all based on her screenshots.
That's it.
You know what I would do?
On the internet.
If she was on like MSNBC, I would put it on mute and then put it on a little Barry White.
Yeah.
And then talk to her.
Dude.
I'd be like, what's up,
That's
Melissa?
Free porn.
Let's get it on.
That's free porn. To pay for it.
Dude, I would want to see her in a porno. Well, she's getting banged, but she's reciting the news of the day. You know what I mean?
She's talking in dirty in French. Or how would you even know? She could be giving you like the fucking menu to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Would you even know?
Maybe the naked news. Where's the naked news out of? That's Canada?
I thought that was on Playboy.
I don't know.
Or that Russia.
Those girls are like, they're not even really attractive. They're just naked.
Yeah, just naked doing the news. But she's fucking Melissa Thoreau. Hot. Log on to the lunaticradio.com.
Yeah, Russia.
It's in the smut. It's in the smut section of the message board. So I think you have to be a member to see that, right, man?
That's right, kids.
Yeah, it's great stuff, dude.
And you know that, like, her being topless, she's French. She doesn't even care that they took topless photos of her. Yeah. You know, they walk around topless.
She's like, so what? I'm hot.
Right.
Deal with it.
I could do something for the people in the chat room.
Oh, a little help? A little something?
Jen's going to be on in the fourth segment. Everybody, that's Jen. That's a picture of Jen right there.
Nice. Oh, 2 minutes too dark. Oh, that's great.
It's too dark.
That was a nice job.
Pictured of her naked Asian. Yeah. All right, that's not good for the radio, I guess.
Yeah. Soccer, take your damn top off.
Look at Rocket, always yelling at people in the chat.
I need things.
You don't need nothing.
Naked News equals from Ottawa.
Oh, by the way, this Friday night, everybody in Manhattan, we're doing the lunaticradio.com bar night.
That's right. If the Naked News was in Ottawa, they'd start out naked and then put their clothes on.
They get all confused.
I got to watch the news, because if I don't catch it by the end, they're wearing their, like, mucklucks.
We're doing a lunaticradio.com bar night at the Gingerman Pub Manhattan, everybody, which is located on 11 East 36th Street in Midtown Manhattan. We'll be there around 9 o'clock, and we're going to start drinking. We're just going to go and hang out. It's not like a lunaticradio.com event. We're just going to be at the bar having some drinks.
I sent Rocket an emergency email.
Yes.
About
whether it's an SOS signal.
Yeah. Whether they had TVs at that place so we could watch the games.
Ronnie sent me like a voicemail, an email, a fax, smoke signals. Rock, TVs, mandatory. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I sent him a telegram. Dear Rocket, stop. Gingerman, TVs, yes, no, stop. Please advise, stop.
Dude, when we watch the games at the Gingerman Pub, I'm going to be yelling out the name of the chick who represents whatever
Absolutely.
Team's playing.
He's
going to
be a retard. Nice. And I just want to say something, because I was thinking, none of this fashion be late shit, unless we're getting there at 9, because that place, it's a big place, but it gets full. So we're saying 9, it's 9 o'clock. It's not like a band gig where you say 9 and everyone's strolling at 10. Try to get there for 9, really. We're not like, this isn't like a band gig.
Yeah, because once the crowd fills up, I'm going to get lost.
We love Karen for the night.
We're gonna have to tie a balloon to Karen's wrist.
Yeah. So you don't lose the crowd.
There it is.
Just look for the food flying. That's where where he is.
Or, you hang out by the door of, like, the kitchen, and then you just follow the girl when she comes out with the chicken fingers.
Right. Rumor has it Hobbs is paying for Vox's ticket to fly out here. That's the rumor going around.
Really?
There's rumors going on? Is Ron starting?
Is that unconfirmed?
Oh, it's always unconfirmed. It was in the AP.
We did get a message from some kid in Chicago saying, dude, I'm coming. I'm flying in.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I swear to God.
Wow. I'll buy him a beer if he does it.
Oh, you big sport.
Yeah. I always got something else to do while he's out here.
Yeah, no.
It's just like a couple of hours. Imagine I'm flying out, then I'm flying back.
See you later, dudes.
Yeah. Gotta catch a plane.
Yeah.
Should be a good time,
crazy,
though.
Right?
That should be a fucking good time. Friday night, 9 p.m., the Gingerman Pub. Go to thegingermanpub.com just to find out where it is. We'll be there at 9 drinking.
Yeah. Actually, I might be there beforehand drinking.
Yeah. As soon as I get home from work.
Well, because we're all coming like separately, because we're like... we're like the Smiths right before they broke up, four different limos.
Rocket's helicoptering in, Ron's taking a limo.
And Karen's walking.
Yeah.
I'm taking a taxi.
Yeah. No, Karen's taking a rickshaw. He's just got to make sure a fare gets, wants
so,
to go there.
He's thumbing it.
It's the lunaticradio.com bar night, everybody. This Friday night, March 24th at the Gingerman Pub, Midtown Manhattan. Be there or be square. Or be there and be square. How about that?
Yeah. If anyone wants to fly in, just make it to Lunatic Radio. The show will pick up the pay.
No. Also,
what? Just call it kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just...
Whoa! Ron's like, no!
Yeah.
Shut the mics off!
Yeah. Oh,
Ron! Know.
DEFCON 2!
By the way, also on the lunaticradio.com message board, I put a picture up of the hottest college radio DJ in America.
Oh!
Her name is, we've talked about her before, her name is Nikki Reed.
Yeah.
And she broadcasts like a heavy hardcore metal show at Monmouth University.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's like on Tuesday nights. What is it? Tuesday nights at like 9 to 12 or something
like that.
Her name is Nikki Reed. And you have to go to the lunaticradio.com message board. Go into the, Radio Sucks section.
Yes.
And look at pictures of her, man.
She's fucking smoking.
Yes.
There's new pictures up there, Ron. Have you seen them?
I've seen them.
I am determined to get her on the show.
Yeah.
I'm determined.
Back in the day when we were like all over, because we just found out about her, and we're like, oh, she's hot, and we're sending her messages and shit. She talked about us on her show, so here we go.
After that, we got some Killswitch Engage. This one goes out to Lunatic Radio. They love us. Lunatic Radio. Give them a shout out. You guys could check them out on MySpace.
We love you, Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, we definitely love you guys. You guys play us on your what? I think it's a podcast. I'm not sure what it's called. Something like that. But
it's not like an iPod thing? Podcast?
Is that like a podcast iPod thing?
Yeah, that's okay. She can... That's yeah, right. Fine. I don't care.
She can call us a paper plate. I don't care.
But don't call me late for
She does her show. What is it called? The Vicious Vixens.
Yes, right? Right. The Vicious Vixens.
The Vicious Vixens.
The Vicious Vixens.
And she does it. She does it with two other...
That's funny. Sorry. Looking at the chat room feedback.
People holding up signs in the chat room saying, show your tits, show your tits.
And he made arrows, very clever, to the two video screens above him.
Yeah.
That is clever. Mad Beat Chemist. I believe he has a show on TPS. I could be wrong, but I believe he does.
All right.
So there's a little cross promotion.
So, Nikki Reed, everybody, hottest.
Hot.
You want to listen to some of her show? Because I have like a little clip of the segment.
I'd love to.
It's Nikki Reed and her two friends, like Heather and something else. But Nikki Reed's a hot one. So here we go. I believe they're talking about the sex tips in this one.
Did we finish the sex
tips? Oh, no, we didn't.
Did I do the lit go loudly one?
No, you didn't. And no. I have some after that we can do.
I'm going to do it.
All right. Okay.
Here we go. Lit go loudly. When you're sexually excited, really express.
They have that like mall chick voice. Oh, my God.
Mozzarella.
I love having orgasms.
Ew. So gross.
And thank God he like wanted to put it on my face.
And then it got like all over the place.
Totally didn't want him to do that.
And then like I was getting dressed and it was still some behind my ear.
Then he asked if he could put his cock in my ass and I was like, oh my God.
And no. Like, no, it's exit only. Thank you.
Clearly.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh my God.
What am I, some kind of porn star or something? I know you see it in those movies and you have dirty thoughts.
I mean, really?
No, I'm not going to lick your sack.
Yeah. How do I know it's clean?
As if.
Yeah. Come on. If. I don't even like sushi. Why would I want to do that?
All right. More of the Vicious Vixens and talking about sex tips.
Hey.
Express yourself. Let go in whatever way feels most comfortable. Scream your head off, laugh, shout his name, whatever you have the urge to do. If you're embarrassed, just know that you're doing your partner a favor. The more you express your pleasure, the more you make him feel like the stud of the universe. Bonus, your orgasms will be even more powerful if you really let her rip vocally.
Let her rip, girl.
I like, don't nice. Be shy.
Woo! Okay. And we also, I have some more for you. Okay, these are coming from guys themselves that I talk to. So I put them together, and here's the first one. It's leave something behind after you have a little romantic romp. Guys love it when you leave your lacy panties in the sheets after you visit him. It makes him crazy thinking about you while you're apart. And you should hang out next to him around the house together, buck naked. And
who the fuck wouldn't love that? Walking around the house naked all the time?
Well, that has to be a tip.
That's not a tip.
Yeah.
You know, like, gyrate. Well,
that's an absolute bonus. Yeah, of course, if I'm hanging out in my apartment, I want my chick walking
around
naked.
Dude, you want a tip? How about this? No cuddling.
Yeah.
There's a tip.
Yeah.
Brush up against each other by accident, quote unquote, and the next thing you know, you'll be going at it. Yeah. And there's a few...
Let's be honest, though. These are, like, a bunch of, like, 19-year-olds giving sex advice.
I guess.
How much sex have they...
I mean, that's like Kieran giving sex advice.
Yeah. I mean, their experience is like in a fucking Hyundai Excel. You know what I mean? Sex in cars.
Yeah, it's just like Kieran's experience.
A few more, but we can save those for the end of the night.
Wait, do one more for me?
Okay.
A couple more. All right. Wake him up by kissing or sucking on different body parts.
Of course!
Done!
Hob the knob.
So long, baby.
Oh, honey, don't take the whole penis in your mouth.
Good morning. That's a nice little wake-up call, don't you think?
Oh, that's cute.
Of course it is.
It's hot. I love that, actually.
She loves hob the knob.
Wow. I love her.
This is like illegal, isn't it?
No, they're in college.
Okay. Yeah. Feels dirty.
You're like sleeping and then you get woken up. You're like, oh, okay. And Danger and surprise are huge turn-ons. Yeah. Doing it with the curtains open or the lights on may not seem like much, but it's really exciting if he's used to doing it cloistered in the dark.
Ooh.
Having sex with the lights on is dangerous?
I think they're saying that adds to the danger element with the lights on. I don't know, dude. If lights on, lights off, I'm not getting up to switch them. So it's just whatever it is, you know. If the lights happen to be on, they're gonna stay on.
Right. Get on the rod. That's all that matters.
That's a shitty fucking. Yeah.
Could you imagine? You know, the girl's like, I turn the lights out. I'm like trying to find stuff to throw at the light switch because I'm not walking all the way over there. Terrible.
Here's a tip: put your cock in her cooch.
Done.
Tip.
Done. Can't do nothing. Hands are tied.
And then I have one more. Have sex standing against the fridge.
Whoa.
So he's kidding.
Oh, that's good for
which
Ron.
Which emits heat and
that helps Ron out.
That's Ron's
no, because she's against the fridge. Oh, you can't get the door open.
That's the ultimate
when
tease
you're
for
against the fridge.
That's the tease for Ron.
Yeah, you want to fucking tease Ronnie, have sex against the fridge.
I'll pound your ass so you'll get out of the way.
with the female back against the fridge door.
I'll drop a 2-second load on you. All right, Don, get out of the way.
Yep. Yeah, you know that bang session's over real quick.
I got a hoo-hoo
there's a turkey. There's a turkey sandwich with my name on it.
Yeah.
Little vibrations you would never notice
I'm coming for
if you weren't pressed up against it naked.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's kind of kinky against
that
the
is
fridge.
Kinky. Kinky.
Yeah, I like that's anything kinky. Like that.
Or, oh my God.
That's not kinky. It's kinky. It's that's not kinky.
It's kinky.
Do it on the counter or the tabletop.
Woo, okay. Somebody call me. I'm getting a little aroused in here. It's getting hot.
It is getting hot. I had to take my sweatshirt off before after
whoa,
we did our other
nice. Baby. Don't forget to add us on MySpace. Just search The Vicious Vixens and you'll find our page.
How hot would that be? You know, imagine like the three fucking college chicks just starting, it's getting hot in here. Let's just start munching box. How
can we
that?
Please get them on the show?
That doesn't happen?
That's what it should
well,
do.
Yeah, really. That should happen.
That would be the best radio show ever because they already play the metal music, like the fucking hardcore metal music that I love
right.
and Rocket loves.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if they incorporated some like female munch boxing,
that would be the greatest
boxing
show
munch
ever.
Munch boxing, whatever the fuck,
whatever it is, we know what you mean.
Yeah, if they start like making out with each other, that right. would there's syndication. Come on,
imagine that. Be like, I'm bored. Let's make out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, I went
bored.
To the mall today, and
I'm
it was like,
bored.
Anybody want to make
so
out?
You look so hot in that little dress you bought. Hey, let's make out. Cool.
Hi, it's like Nikki Reed in The Vicious Vixens. Anybody want to make out? That's fucking 3 hours of material right there.
Yeah.
All you do is be making out on the air. That's all I need to hear. Driving down the fucking Jersey Turnpike, whacking my bag.
Yeah, looking like... Looking for directions to Monmouth University.
No, the fucking signal for the college is so like it's in a small radius. So just driving around fucking circles.
Where the Hillside College?
Oh man!
Just started it. We have like what 90 friends or something? 70, 90?
I hope so because we just started it. That's pretty good.
I mean, I've been plugging it for people to add it. All my friends, but. I don't know. We'll see how many friends
add
we get on
us.
It. It's fun. Add us, please. And I want to take a sexy picture of me and Heather tonight.
Yes, let's
in
do that.
In the studio. Oh.
Is anyone here that can take a picture of us?
Yes. Me.
Tom Hanley.
Where were you, Ron?
Yeah. The madman. Over there in the studio.
I was on a turnpike.
But, all right, here we go. Let's go with some evergreen.
All right, that's about it with The Vicious Fictions. It says, Nikki Reed, she's a fan of ours. We're a fan of hers,
yes.
And she has her two friends that do the college radio show with her. Nikki Reed is the hottest college radio DJ in the country.
Done.
Period. I enjoy the show. They play the metal music. So funny. It is so weird. It would be so, like, if I were her and I knew that, like, just out of nowhere, like, fucking people just started emailing, like, dude, you're fucking hot. These guys in New York love you. That would fucking bug me out. You think?
That's because you're a weirdo.
Mm.
Things like that bother you. Like, if some girls were to call you up and be like, Kieran, you're hot. You're like, dude, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Dude, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know your name.
Yeah.
I don't know your blood type.
Girls coming on to me. I'm not really sure. Yeah. You know, makes me weird.
Don't know what you ate for dinner last night.
Yeah.
You're a little weird.
Yeah. Do you wash your hands? I don't know.
I don't know.
Many times.
This is what I say.
Purell.
This is what I say. Karen, you're hot. Can't do nothing. Hands are tied.
Yeah. Word them up.
Yeah, that's what you say. Word them up.
Word them
yeah,
up.
So, yeah, Nikki Reed hot, and I think we've done enough for this segment. So let's take a break. We'll come back. Rory Coffer's going to join us, everybody. And we got to talk about a lot of more stuff. We got brackets of booty, and we got to debate about Girl Scout cookies. Because I know you people are going to want to stick around for that segment.
Right on.
All right, back in a minute, right after this.
This is Chris from somewhere, and you're listening to lunaticradio.com. What the hell is wrong with you?
TPSradio.net and VitalPodcasts.com bring you Podcast-O-Rama, a tournament event pitting podcast versus podcast, where the winner gets a live show with TPSradio.net. Podcast must be entered by April 14th, 2006. Go to VitalPodcasts.com or TPSradio.net for full contest rules. Podcast-O-Rama, are you ready to go live?
Lunatic Radio is on the TPS Radio Network.
TPS Radio Network.
Listen live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern to hear Kieran.
Dude, if what's his head made, God, what is the name of the movie with,
Ronnie Beans.
What's in Ottawa?
Like, you go to the run restaurant in town and they just have lunch.
Who is the chick with the big boobs? Name of the blonde?
Oh, Leslie Easterbrook.
How'd you freaking know that name?
I just did.
And Rocket.
How about them apples? Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good one, Rocket.
I'm trying.
You got talent.
I'm trying.
I'm seeing it.
Can't make it Monday night? No problem. Just go to the lunaticradio.com website to download the show.
This is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to Lunatic Radio, and I suck, and my teeth don't scrape.
LunaticRadio.com, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the TPS Radio Network.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Having so much fun during the breaks, we forgot to come back.
Forgot about a show.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Phone call hotline, everybody, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up.
5666.
5666. I tell you what, we got a bunch of Psycho Stick swag, everybody. Don't know who Psycho Stick is, log on to psychostick.com. You've heard them on XM48 Squiz. They do the beer song, which was, everybody, and I'll let you know, Squiz does the top 10 of Squiz, top 10 songs or whatever.
All right.
Psycho Stick beer song, number one, seven weeks in a row.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Sweet. And that song's got legs, dude. That song's been around for, three quarters of a year.
Wow,
really?
Yeah.
Damn, remember when the radio stations used to do like the top 8 at 8?
Yeah.
Top 9 at 9.
Well, that's what, XM48 Squiz does.
Really?
Right.
And on
I
the
used
weekends.
To love that. Back when, but that was back when we used to have like local radio stations. Like radio stations that you actually weren't owned by Infinity or Westwood One and weren't like these big, huge corporate entities. They were local stations.
Yeah. I got some messages from a kid on...
I got a call coming in.
Oh, we do? Hello!
Yo.
Who's this, Rory?
Yes, it is.
Yo, what up, playa?
How's it going, man?
Rory Karff, the comedian, everybody, joins us on the program.
You gotta be, like, the quickest turnaround guest we've ever had.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, I appreciate you guys having me back on. I got a good response the last time. So
The truth is, Scotto couldn't make it.
Oh man, I'll be his sloppy seconds anytime.
Do you do any impressions of Scott?
Do I do any impressions of Scott?
Yeah.
Well, Sometimes if it's like an open mic night or something, I'll read off a piece of paper. He likes to do that. But other than that, no real impressions or anything.
Actually, pretty much all you have to do is stand up straight and tilt your head to the side. That's an impression of Scott. We call him the walking headshot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
Nothing, bro. We're just chilling here. We just debuted a new song by the band Psycho Stick, and we're trying to get chicks naked in our little chat room.
Yes.
Dude, I'm still recovering from 2 weeks ago when Vox called in. That was incredible.
You were in the chat room for that?
Yeah.
No, I heard it on the archive, and like I was trying to figure out some way that video of that exists. Dude, was anyone recording that?
Yeah, Rock, was anybody recording that?
No, recording?
Yeah.
No.
A video recording. Is there a video of that anywhere?
No. Dude, I wish.
Had to be there.
That's brutal. Yeah, my wife walked by when I was listening to the archive of it, and I had to switch it off real quick. So I went to the profile page, and Ronnie Beans came up. So she thinks I'm like spanking it to Ronnie.
Sweet. Hey, you could do worse.
Yeah.
I was better off just with Vox.
it was very bizarre to watch because Vox is a very pretty girl, but her boyfriend looks like Aaron Lewis from Stained.
Right.
And it was kind of strange watching that guy bang a chick.
That's the thing with porn. I mean, the guys just whenever they go to a shot of a guy, it always just ruins it. Whenever they go to that shot of the guy, like he's all into it.
Making
just go back
face.
To the chick.
Yeah, right.
I think the guy should wear like a beekeeper's mask or something, just so that he has no identity whatsoever.
Yeah. I just the whole time I was watching Vox get banged, I'm thinking Aaron Lewis, like I'm on the outside.
He was on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. That joke, Rory, was just for one guy in Wisconsin. The Aaron Lewis reference.
I got you.
No, only one.
I actually got me some pregnant poontang last night.
Very nice.
Look at you winning. Now,
is it true that when girls are pregnant, they're more horny?
Well, I don't know. My wife was like I thought she was screaming in ecstasy. It turns out the baby was just kicking really hard. And,
oh man,
poor guy.
It's actually not that pleasant because we still do missionary position. And it's kind of like making love to a kangaroo. It's the best way I would describe it. Or next time you're doing the nasty, try putting a basketball in between the two of you. It's just not very pleasant.
Wow, yeah, I guess you got to have a really huge, like a big hammer to get that done.
Well, we get it done. I don't know if I've got that. But
yeah, I could never bang a pregnant chick, I don't think.
Well, does she have to do missionary? Like, is it impossible to do anything else?
Well, in a lot of books, they say you're supposed to do, like, doggy style. That's the way to go. But she doesn't like doing doggy style because everything's kind of hanging. And
right.
She doesn't like that. And I don't know. To me, I mean, when she wasn't pregnant, doggy style was about as exciting as it got for us. And
so were you... Go ahead.
I was just saying, I always wondered, like, you know, for me... you know, doggy style is like how dogs do it. I wonder if, like,
we have spoons in the room.
Do it like human style.
Sorry, Rory. There's
all right, man.
There's boobs in the room.
Over my punchline, man. You ruined my punchline.
You did. You stepped on his punchline. There were boobs in the chat room. Rocket hit the.
Oh, well, never mind then. Boobs, boobs all the way. Then.
I made a deal to the listeners. Interrupt Rory by showing boobs.
That's all right. Yeah, I mean that was the thing with Vox when she was on. I'm like, yes, I'm so into this. And then there's like people talking about pie. I'm like, please stop talking.
Yeah, we were ruining it for the listeners.
Just for 1 minute silence, except for her.
So when you have sex with your wife who is pregnant and you're doing missionary style, do you have to kind of like prop yourself up so you don't, you know, lay on her?
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to hurt the baby, but the baby's actually protected by this stuff. It's called amniotic fluid. Do you guys know what this is?
I've heard stories.
Yeah.
Well, basically, the way the doctor explained it, because I was afraid I was going to hurt my wife, because I'm very, very well endowed. Yeah. Anyway, so I was afraid I was going to hurt her, and he said, no, your baby's protected by its amniotic fluid. And what it is the baby urinates inside the womb, creating a sac of its own urine to protect it from harm and danger. So it's actually protecting itself with, like, piss. So you can't really hurt it that much. Kind of. That's my gynecological fact of the day.
That's very, very gross.
I've actually learned something on the show.
And I was out of line for stopping the show for boobs.
That was... Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I didn't know that at all.
The more you know.
Yeah, well, it actually makes a lot of sense. For instance, why every time I drive into a black neighborhood, I piss my pants. Because I'm trying to protect myself. So, I always thought I was a pussy.
And we're back!
Oh, man, that's funny stuff.
So I don't mean to be doing too many jokes, yeah, I do have to actually prop myself up a little bit. But not for too long, like 20 seconds, because I'm pretty quick. So
when does she do?
Well,
it's coming up soon, right?
Yeah, it's coming up real soon. Definitely, it's sometime between, they say, 36 and 40 weeks, but April 19th is a due date, which sucks because today I actually, a booker called me up and wanted to book me for a week in Macon, Georgia, and it was right around... when she's due. So I said to the booker, let me call my wife and check with her. Big mistake.
Yeah. Honey, I got a weak gig. I can't be there when you deliver the baby. That didn't go
well. Yeah, honey, I'm gonna have to miss out on the biggest moment of our life so I can make $400 in Macon. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah. What? Come on. She's a soldier, right? She's a trooper?
I figured we could just bring her to the show, and I could make that a part of my act or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, what I was thinking I could do is maybe if it's a Monday night, call you guys live from the delivery room.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Ultimate bit.
Yeah.
Dude, your wife would kill you.
Dude, I'll do it, though. That's nice. The thing. I will definitely do it. Or I'll call the drunk hotline. No matter what, I'm calling you guys when she's in labor.
Yes.
Dude, that's great.
That's awesome. Maybe you could put her on the phone, too, a little bit.
Oh, definitely. I won't, you know, that way, that should be interesting.
Yeah. Just tell her to, like, scream into the phone or something like that.
Your wife is going to
hate it. Here, give me your home number. I'll just call you at, like, 4 in the morning.
Yeah. And, talk about showing up Josh and Scott, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'll put you in first right there.
I think you just jumped up on the important list.
Yeah.
That's a little more interesting than Last Comic Standing waiting in line.
Oh.
Like, there's a human coming out of my wife's vagina.
Yeah, did you hear that old interview last week with Josh and Scott?
Oh, yeah, that was funny, man.
Yeah.
It sucks that, you know, as a comic, like Josh was saying, you really get your hopes up. You don't want to get your hopes up, but you just do. You always hope that next thing will be your big break. So, hey, that's a shame. I feel bad for Scott to have to go through all that. I mean, it's a funny story, but to not even get in the door.
Yeah. Well, apparently...
He's got karma coming to him, though, later on. I'm sure something good will happen to him.
Apparently getting in the door doesn't help you out either.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh...
Yeah, and what they said...
Josh got up on stage and was just like, the guys are like, hey, what's up? All right, see you later. You know?
That show sucks anyway.
Yeah, fuck that show, right?
Yeah, who cares about that?
Hey, Rory, let me ask you something. When you're on the road and going to these shows and stuff like that, do you ever run into, like, certain comics who, like, you can't understand how they continue to get hired? Like, were you like, that
guy? Is this a direct reference to myself?
No. I just mean, like, you walking around and you're like, geez, that guy, like, a Banyan, you know?
No, I mean, it's funny. I was actually having this conversation yesterday. Yeah, some of these guys are like headliners, and they just do like jokes that you heard in elementary school, and you just don't even understand how. I mean, it's their full-time job is to be a comedian, and they constantly get booked, and they're doing like prop jokes and just the dumbest. One guy takes a beer on stage, and he's like, you should come out of a doctor's office and just say, with apple juice, and say, tastes great, or something, and pretend it's urine. And yeah, that happens a lot, but who am I to judge? I don't know.
Why did you want to get into the business?
Well, I actually originally first started doing comedy when I was like 15 years old.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get laid. So I was frustrated, and my dad would drive me down to like open mic night comedy clubs and everything, and I would perform I was performing pretty much all throughout high school in the Philadelphia area. And then when I went to college, I performed in Boston. It was just always something kind of fun for me. And then I totally stopped doing comedy for about 5 years when I was working for the NFL.
Yeah.
And just got back into it about a year ago. And it's going really well. But I mean, I just love it, dude. There's just something about, it must be the same feeling Jessica Drake has when she's performing for people, you know.
You when somebody's peeing on her?
Yeah, when some...
Yeah, exactly. I like getting pissed on after each show, and it's just something about it. It's awesome.
She'd be lost without a cock in her ass.
Yeah, I mean, what makes you guys keep... I mean, you guys have been doing the radio show now for about, like, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why we still do it.
Yeah.
And it's really been building up, too. I mean... You guys are developing quite a fan base.
Kieran kidnapped my dog.
He's holding you ransom. You lost a bet like 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
I have to be brainwashed. Yeah. There's no other explanation.
Yeah,
for
if
me.
I don't do the show, the pictures will come out.
Here's another.
My mother will die.
Here's another comedy question. How many sets did it take you to actually feel comfortable on stage?
Well, I mean, I felt kind of comfortable pretty much right away, but my material sucked. So
how many times did it take you to, you know, get everything clicking, you know, getting a good set together? How many times on stage?
I mean, it's weird. I mean, there's times like I don't mean to not be answering your question, but I still don't feel like I'm 100% comfortable, like where I'm in that zone 100% of the time. I'm still comfortable. I mean, I feel like I'm truly myself when I'm on stage,
yeah.
But it's like something you keep evolving. Like, I just want to keep getting better. And I feel like once my wife pops out the kid, I'll get a lot more material, probably better material. So I just want to keep writing. And I look back at how I was 6 months ago and 6 months before that, and I think I suck. So, I'm sure, I think I suck now too, but not as much as 6 months ago.
But don't all comics think that way? They're always so negative when they're, you know, backstage and stuff, like, dude, I suck tonight. I'm horrible. Why am I doing this? You get that a lot?
Except for Carrot Top. That guy's a genius. He never thinks that. Carrot Top's like, if you want to learn something, watch this, my friend. No, I guess so. I don't know. I guess I can only really speak for myself.
Have you been watching the NCAA men's basketball tournament at all?
You know what, dude? I've been... No. You know, with the wife being pregnant and when I'm home, we kind of have to watch shows that, like, both of us will like. I make her sit through, like, pro wrestling, and that's where I'll draw the line. So I kind of had to give up some other sports. The tournament was one of them. So.
Really? You know, are you a basketball fan at all?
I am a little bit. I mean, I was more into, like, that stuff, I guess, more in college. And everything. I mean, I've been following your bracket, which is like about Poon, more than the college tournament.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to get into, actually.
Yeah, Lacey Chabert or Jennifer Love Hewitt. What do you got?
Oh man, Lacey Chabert 8 years old or Lacey Chabert like Mean Girls?
No, now Mean Girls.
Oh, okay, all right. Dude. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with Lacey Chabert now. There's something really annoying about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything. I mean, but the boobies.
She does have huge cans, but Lacey Chabert seems like, I don't know, she would just be like kind of more freaky.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go through the Sweet 16. We have the Sweet 16. I'll give you the two chicks. You give me your pick, all right?
I'm going to tell you right now, the answer is always going to be my wife. Hi, honey. She's sitting right in the room here. How you doing? All right. I'm going to try to get her out of the room, then I can give you the truth.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hit me.
All right, here we go. Angelina Jolie, Lindsay Lohan. Who do you got?
Oh, dude, that's a no contest. Angelina Jolie.
Jesse Jane or Jessica Simpson?
Dude, I'm going to have to go with Jessica Simpson.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the other chick, I mean, she's hot and everything, but she's almost like damaged goods, you know. But she's freaky.
All right, we did the Lacey Chabert. How about Scarlett Johansson or Carmen Electra?
Oh, dude, I don't even think Scarlett Johansson is even that hot. I'll go with Carmen Electra.
Jessica Alba, Keira Knightley.
Jessica Alba. I like Jessica Alba.
Yeah, I'd bang her.
The Dark Angel.
Maria Sharapova or Jennifer Garner?
I don't know. I saw Jennifer Garner when she was on the Oscars. She was looking a little fat because she just gave birth.
Right.
And I don't want to say that because then it might make my wife think that she can be fat after she gives birth, and she has to go on a strict diet right after the baby pops out. So I'll go with that other chick, the tennis player.
Anytime I think of Jennifer Garner, I think that she's carrying around the demon seed of Ben Affleck.
Yeah, there's just you don't want to put your mess where that was.
No.
You really want to follow that up?
No, two guys I would never follow: Ben Affleck and Carson Daly.
Yeah, well, actually, when I think Jennifer Garner, I think Billboard because of her forehead. It's huge.
Now let's be honest. Every single one of us would bang her in a millisecond if she gave us the opportunity. We wouldn't even think twice.
All right.
You would step over Ronnie Beans to bang Jennifer Garner and kill him.
Yeah, you're right.
I actually have a Carson Daly story.
All right, go ahead.
I interned at MTV when I was in college at the Beach House, and it was in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, and he was working there. He hosted, like, their request show, but it wasn't, like, TRL, so he's pretty accessible, and we all went out to a bar, and I got obliterated. I was, like, 19, and he was dating Jennifer Love Hewitt at the time, so I just walked up to him, and we were chit-chatting. I was like, so, you hit that? And he got really uncomfortable.
Really?
And yeah, I actually got like escorted away from him by whoever, not like his handler, but someone that worked there. And I was trying to get some details from him about JLH, and I don't know.
His people escort you away?
Yeah, they said I was acting a little inappropriate. I mean, and I was like yelling stuff at him. I'm like, come on, did you stick it between her hooters? And they're like, that's enough for me. So then it was awkward between us the next day and everything. But you got to ask that because the whole rumor back then was that she was like a virgin and everything. So,
dude, if he actually tapped that ass, I would, if I were him, I would be promoting that shit like crazy. That's fucking,
yeah.
That's like getting to the promised land.
And then he went to Tara Reid after that. It's kind of a major step down.
Yeah, but she's still hot. See, people are always so negative about Tara Reid, but goddamn, she's a hooah.
Yeah, she's a mess.
She looks like she has fun, too.
Yeah.
She likes to have a good time.
In bed with a cigarette.
She's like a fun drunk chick.
Yeah. She's all fucking hammered, liquored up on, like, Jack. Love it. That's the kind of chick I want. Like a liquored up Tara Reid type.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You said last time that, like, the porn stars are always, like, the nicest people.
Yeah.
That's because sluts are usually pretty nice, if you think about it. I mean, it's the prudy chicks that never give it up that are always bitches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, you want to kind of marry a slutty chick a little bit. So, I mean, my wife banged maybe, like, 50, 60 guys before I got with her. And I got with her when, you know, we were, like, 18. So I think that's what you want to go for.
I sure hope the wife is out of the room.
You don't mind, like, them being a slut. You just don't want to be, like, in the same hometown. Like, where you don't want to be in the same place where the sluttiness occurred.
That's why we moved.
Yeah.
We're from Philadelphia. So, yeah, my wife and I, we actually tried, before she was pregnant, having a threesome.
Nice.
And
wait, two girls, right?
Well, no, the thing was, it was actually with another guy.
Oh.
Yeah,
really?
And when it took place, I wasn't there. So
someone else is calling.
She's a slut, babe. What can I say? Just kidding. Slut's my little pet name for her. She calls me small dick. I call her slut. It's cute.
What, Rocket? What are you saying?
They hung up.
Oh. Somebody else was calling us, Rory.
I hope that wasn't my wife.
It probably was. Actually, when you just mentioned that fact that your wife might have banged 50 or 60 guys.
The phone lines lit up.
The phone started going off.
Yeah.
Hey, your wife gave me crabs, buddy.
It also reminded me of that line from Clerks about your girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
They're calling again. You want me to pick it up?
Yeah, pick it up.
All right, hold on, Rory.
Hold on, Rory.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, it's Jen.
Hey, Jen, call us back in like 15 minutes.
Wait.
All right?
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
Asian speaks so quickly.
Wow. Rory.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man? Sorry about that. I don't know who that was.
That was Jen.
Oh, it was Jen.
From TPS.
Oh, right. Okay.
The other guest for the evening.
Yeah, for a second there.
Yeah, all of our guests are calling early tonight.
I like her little promo that she did for you guys. What was it? That she sucks and she doesn't use any teeth?
Oh, Jenny Blowjob?
Yeah. Is that what she says?
Yeah.
That's actually the quote on my wife's MySpace page. So. Check that out.
Who is this girl, by the way, who's like a fan of all of our friend comics? Her name is... What's her name?
Are we talking about... We're not talking about Jane.
Jane? Is that her name?
Are we talking about Jane?
Jane?
Yeah, who's Jane?
She... Yeah, we talked about this last time. I mean, I don't know. I was like defending her. And then she's been like... She sent me like a comment on my MySpace page, like talking shit about my wife. And she doesn't even know my wife. So I don't know what's up with her.
All right.
I thought she was cool. She might just be a little
nuts.
Quirky. I don't. You said that. I say quirky.
Quirky. All right.
Little, but yeah, she's nice. I guess.
She's nice.
She's nice in a totally crazy kind of way.
Oh. Uh oh. She's hot in that totally kind of crazy way. She's the kind of girl that you would bang with. I don't know. I don't even know anything about her. Why am I talking shit about her?
Yeah, you got to be careful what you say about people. You guys could get sued.
For libel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, for what are they going to take from us? Like,
that's true. They can take, like, Rocket. I don't know.
Well, she can take my virginity.
Yeah. The court will order Rocket to make them a website.
So, Rory, I remember last time you said you didn't have any gigs booked for a while. So did you get anything else?
Well, I have some stuff coming up in April, but like nothing in March because I totally cleared March because I thought that's when she was having the baby. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I got something the week of April 11th, and I got something the beginning of April, and then I had to cancel that one for the 19th. So. I don't know. It's a weird situation because my wife said once she goes in labor, you know, I kind of have to leave. And hopefully it won't be when I'm in the middle of my set or I'm away.
Yeah.
Because that would stink. And it's I actually found out, I talked to my boss at NASCAR Images that we're going to shoot some stuff, maybe on camera with me, starting in May at the Charlotte race.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so that should be pretty cool.
Get a little FaceTime.
Yeah, I just don't really know what to do because I can't be it can't be too out of bounds, but I still want to make it funny. But it's got to be kind of like gay funny, if that makes any sense. You know, like politically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Like Seinfeld funny.
Yeah.
And trying to come up with some things.
You should.
If you guys have any ideas, please let me know.
Talk shit to the drivers.
Just get my ass kicked by, like, Jeff Gordon.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff Gordon's going to kick your ass. Come on.
Have, like, true. You know what you got to do? Just have, like, a Miller Lite in your hand or something.
Yeah, make redneck jokes.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about it. Yeah, I'll take any and all suggestions. It'll be a one-time deal, I guess.
So, Rory, whenever your wife has the baby, I hope you call the drunk call hotline and she doesn't kill us.
No, I'll definitely call. Hopefully, I've been asking her to kind of wait. If she can hold out until you guys are broadcasting, so I can call live.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't really care about having a child. I just really want to make great internet radio.
Yeah, gotta have your priorities straight.
Yeah, and Rory,
yeah, my wife. We just went to the doctor today, actually, and they kind of freak you out a little bit. They're telling you all the bad things that can happen. They try to prepare you. So we're a little freaked out, like you know. They said that you can have like a stillborn, which is kind of depressing.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, just depressing because I spent all the money so far. So, I think all the cash I spent.
Yeah. So we also had something we wanted to mention to you. We're thinking about putting together. This is way down the line, but we're thinking about putting together a lunaticradio.com comedy night.
Oh yeah.
And
awesome.
Don't get too excited now.
Yeah.
Just be performing for you guys in like your living room.
Pretty much.
Yeah, for Karen's parents.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll go over.
Yeah, this goes out to Ray and Wendy.
Yeah. We'll have a big at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's a little bit.
At Thanksgiving.
I'm like all excited. I fly into New York for it, and it's just in front of your entire family.
Seven people.
My family. Yeah. Big Irish family.
All you guys hearing is wacky.
Yeah, but we're actually thinking about putting it together, so keep it in mind because we might be calling you.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome, man. I definitely, like I said, I got a lot of good emails on the MySpace about the appearance, and I think your guys' show kicks ass for sure.
All right.
We got to get you on. I saw something on the message board about a petition to get you guys on, like, satellite.
Yeah, all 45 people have signed it. Yeah, we'll work it out.
I mean, there's so much crap on satellite radio. Yeah, I mean, you guys can certainly add to it, you know, at least.
Yeah, we're better than crap.
Yeah, well, actually.
Yeah, at least equal to it.
We were actually thinking about just giving them our show. Giving it to them.
Yeah.
For free.
Why not?
For free. At least for the
it's
first
a good
six
show,
months.
Man.
Yeah. No, we'll see what happens. Who knows?
I don't mean to cut you off, but I was going to ask you one thing. I'm a little worried about is baby names. I was going to ask you guys if you had any suggestions.
Yes,
Baby names.
Anytime anybody asks me for a baby name, I tell them I don't give them a name, but I say you have to think about nicknames when you name the baby, especially if it's a boy.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell my wife.
Girls do not get that.
No, they don't. They really, my name's Rory, and I would hear shit on the playground, like, all the time, like, hey, Rory, what's the story? Or, hey, Rory, you're a douchebag, and stuff like that, and I just don't want my son to go through similar punishment.
You have to think, is the name I'm giving him going to get his ass kicked for the first, like, 10 years of his life?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking about going with Leslie. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go with that one. I was going to say...
Okay, you have to be careful. It can't rhyme with gay at all.
Well, I was just going to
say... Nothing in the name can rhyme with gay.
I was just going to say, on the playground when I was younger, everybody always used to yell out, Kieran, you're a faggot. So... It's not exactly with the name, I guess. I don't know.
Right. That just had to do with you, like, giving some, like, 7-year-old a hand job. Right?
Yeah.
See, when I was a kid, I used to get Ronald McDonald a lot. But since I was, like, 6'2 when I was about 5, I just beat the shit out of all the kids who did that.
Right. But why'd they call you that? Just because your name is Ron?
Yeah, my real, you know, my full name is Ronald. So everybody would call me Ronald McDonald, and then I would, you know, throw a beat down and... But they would still do it every once in a while.
How about Butch?
Butch. I don't know.
Yeah, Rory's not doing
it. That would be good if he goes to prison or something. I don't know.
Rory.
It's something we're really fighting over,
Rory,
actually.
I'll give you my two best nicknames. I mean, two best names that you can name a boy, right? The first one, mm-hmm. Jake. Because then you could call him Snake, which is probably the greatest nickname around.
Oh, Jake the Snake, Robert, Jake the Snake Plumber.
Exactly. Think about it. You got your 10-year-old kid playing quarterback or shortstop, and you're the father sitting in the stands going, come on, Snake! Think about it.
That's true. What if he, like, does ballet or something?
Well, then you got Jake the Snake, the ballet guy.
That's true. He slithers on the dance floor like a snake.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it works for anybody.
You know what you should do is you go back to old school, like the names that you know, people in the 50s had,
like Mordecai,
yeah, or like Red,
Red,
yeah,
or like just a totally like Bob,
yeah,
Mike,
just a generic.
Names are getting too fancy nowadays. Yeah.
See, I think you know what, but with your last name, I think you should go with something that'll give the kid like initials, so his name will be like JJ Karp.
Right.
You know,
right.
Something like that. Or TJ or AJ or something like that.
That's a good that's actually something I did suggest to my wife because our last name kinda sucks. People are like Carp or you know, Carf, you make me wanna barf or Carf, it's cold outside, wear a scarf or whatever
Tell
my mom
me.
Taunts me with.
Nick.
What do you think about the name Mistake? What do you think of that?
That's a good name. I like that one. Let's go to that one.
Yeah.
How about Boo?
or like how many beers or the beer you were drinking that you know got you drunk enough to bang your wife?
Yeah, well, that's every beer every time I ever have sex with my wife.
Heineken,
I should just call
Carp.
Alcohol.
How about 30-second malfunction?
I just want to, like, I want to name it to something cool. Like, what if I named it, like, Captain America? No one's fucking with that kid, are they? Like, hey, Captain America, get over here so I can kick your ass.
What about Thor?
Yeah, that's a good one. Spider-Man?
Thor.
No one's messing with Spider-Man. Yeah.
Dude,
playground.
Here we go. Here we go. Iceman.
Yeah. No, no, even better. Mr. Zero.
Mr. Zero?
Yeah.
What superhero is that?
No, it's nothing, man. Don't fuck with Mr. Zero.
Mr. Zero sounds like he'd be a loser.
No, 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 dude. No, Mr. Zero is... That's trust me.
You're going with that one.
Yeah, Mr. Zero.
I kind of like Iceman, though.
Iceman?
Like, if we have another son, we can name him Maverick.
Yeah.
Maverick. What about Dr. No?
You name the kid Iceman, and then he can ride around in a Mustang with the Iceman on the top of the windshield. Just like they did back in 95.
Or how about just Doc? Dude, Doc's a good nickname.
Doc is a good name. Yeah. What if they say, like, Doc likes to suck,
Cock,
know,
yeah. That's good. I like it.
No, I don't know, man. No, Doc, man. I knew a couple Docs growing up. They were all pretty cool.
He was pretty... That dude from Back to the Future was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, any name you name the baby, you choose the name of the baby, you got to put Lil in front of the name.
Yeah.
Lil?
Well, yeah, like Lil Bob.
All right.
You know what I mean? Be like the homies.
Oh, like L-I-L, like yeah. With the apostrophe?
Yeah.
Like Lil Kim?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lil Bob.
Lil Roar?
Yeah. Lil Roar.
Lil Roar, there you go.
Yeah.
Lil Roar. He could be like a gangster rapper.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up from Brooklyn.
I'll get him to, like, shoot me when he's, like, three.
Yeah, it's for his credibility.
You can have,
try to create some street cred for him.
Exactly. I shot my dad.
You can make it...
He told me to clean up my room. So I put a cap in his ass.
You can make it sound a little, like, wider by naming him Little Roar the Second. So you get the gangsta vibe, and then you got the white man vibe.
Dude, I'm going to write it down. You got to talk to my wife about it.
Yeah, we'll convince her.
Yeah, we'll do it.
She's just in a constant bad mood at this point.
Tell her,
and I'm sure this broadcast will make her feel a lot better.
Tell her that if she doesn't go with Lil Roar, that we're going to come down there and move in for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You can help take care of the baby?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come down and babysit. And if she doesn't want
Ronnie Beans can breastfeed?
Yeah. If she doesn't want that to happen, then she's got to name him Lil Roar.
Yeah. And Ron's got mad gas in the morning, so it's going to be hell.
I do.
Her stomach is so big right now, and everyone just keeps coming up and touching it, which she, like, hates.
You know, that's a good place for an advertisement.
That's not bad, like one of those poker websites.
Yeah.
Yeah, Golden Palace, right?
But,
all right, Rory.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you having me back on.
No problem.
Can I give a MySpace plug?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna be putting my schedule. A couple of people asked when I'm performing again. So if you're ever in Jacksonville, North Carolina, you can come down because I'll be there the first week in April. But it's MySpace.com, obviously /RoryVision. It's RoryVision. Email me. Send me naked pictures of yourself. I'm just lonely.
Word up.
Box, please return my emails. I've emailed you like 60 times. I don't see why you can't return my emails.
Box is a very hot model. Yes.
She is. And she's got to call in again. Yeah. And you gotta just be quiet this time. I mean, I love when you guys talk every other time, but... Oh, man.
We'll try to get Aaron Lewis to bang her again, and we'll work on that.
Or just get rid of that dude and, like, have her, like, bang a banana or something.
That'll be something.
I don't even need her. But, yeah, thanks for having me on, and, you know, you guys kick ass, as usual.
MySpace.com/RoryVision, everybody, is the website, or the MySpace account. Thanks, Rory.
All right, appreciate you guys.
All right, later. All right,
later.
See ya.
Later.
Rory Carr, everybody, comedian on LunaticRadio.com show. That guy's got his hands full.
I am liking the Lil Roar.
Lil Roar.
I'm liking that. I like that.
Lil Roar.
And I, God knows I hate names. That's why most people I call Guy.
I like Guy. Rory. I like Rory because he's one of these guys that's got the dry humor.
Absolutely.
You got to think about his shit a little bit.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's kind of shit you like 5 minutes later, you're like, hey, motherfucker, that was good. You know?
Lil Roar.
Lil Roar. All right, Rock. We got to do a break. Jen from TPS is going to call back in pretty soon. And we got to do some other stuff, too. So stick around. More LunaticRadio.com show right
now. You're listening to Lunatic Radio. And I'm stuck here with these two idiots.
TPSRadio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is
Lunatic Radio.
When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPSRN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman Show, in quotes, the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's two-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the lunaticradio.com show coming up.
Hold on one second.
I caught up. Okay.
It's the lunaticradio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com.
Yeah, we're back. 9mm Solution, baby!
9mm Solution, everybody. Log on to 9mmSolution.com.
Don't get embarrassed, Hobbs.
Gotta download this song, people. Hate this place. We gotta get this on XM48 Squiz. That's what I'm thinking.
Think how blushes
is he embarrassed?
He's like blushing at his own music.
Yeah, you see him? He's like all like, ooh, it's my song. Me. Ooh, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I'm all cute. The Fox is attacking him now.
Jen from TPSRadio.net is joining us on the phone.
Is this
Sports
round?
Sports Fuss Bay.
Jen.
Jen, hey, what's up?
What's going on in there?
Oh, Jen, I miss you.
What's going on out there?
Oh. Someone said I like a cat.
That's me. You know, Jen. You know me.
We were just referencing a buddy of ours that's in the chat room. He has a band called 9mm Solution. It's a very good band.
Yes.
And they need some more props.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Definitely check them out.
Yeah, you should go check them out, Jen.
Jen, what do you like listening to? What's popping in your CD player or whatnot?
I usually use my iPod. It's kind of a hodgepodge of everything.
Is a lot like
usually
Asian music.
Morning notes a little. No, I am the whitest Asian that you will ever meet.
That's so hot.
So yeah, aside from the fact like I can't even figure out how to write my name in Chinese or figure out when Chinese New Year is, I don't have any Asian music.
It's the year of the platypus.
You gotta get dedicated.
Come on,
it's your culture. You gotta get dedicated.
Yeah, but 1 year Chinese New Year fell on Fat Tuesday, so am I gonna go get all cultural or go drinking? Come on
there
now.
There you go.
Drinking!
Exactly. So I had to go do the family thing, and then I went on afterwards to go drinking.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jen is our favorite sports. Would you call yourself an analyst?
Not really.
She's our. Hey, well, Jen's our favorite girl who likes sports. Because we don't
kind of talk because I don't let other people talk, so it just kind of comes spouting out. It's just one. So I don't know if you really call that an analyst.
Yeah, well, you actually watch the games, right?
Yeah, I watch the games.
What's your favorite sport, Jen?
Soccer.
That's not a fucking sport. That's,
all right.
That is a sport. Actually, I played soccer yesterday.
Hot.
It doesn't mean, just because you play it doesn't mean it's a sport.
What do you watch?
Boobies bouncing around?
Yeah, it's a sport.
Do you watch, like, English Premier League, stuff like that?
English Premier League, Italian League. Who? Liga, that's German.
Who's your, the Bundesliga?
Bundesliga.
God, everything she says.
I just like saying that.
You just wanted to say that?
Yeah. No, I just like saying Bundesliga.
Well, the World Cup's coming up in June.
That's right. Who's your favorite English Premier League team?
Either Manchester United or Arsenal. Actually, I like Arsenal a little better now.
Ah, Arsenal, really? Arsenal and Manchester United's like in the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Jen?
I think Liverpool and Newcastle, I think, have a bigger rivalry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, Liverpool, they hate everybody.
You even know what you're talking about?
Me? Yeah, of course. I watch English Premier League soccer.
I love Jen because you can stare at her boobs and actually pay attention to what she's saying.
No, I'm trying to imagine.
Kieran's lost.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Ray won't let me talk about soccer. He's like, dude, no one plays soccer. And I was like, hello, I just played yesterday.
It's two of the most difficult topics for Kieran. Yeah. Chicks and sports.
Yeah, Kieran wants to talk about
boobs.
He's
so out of the loop.
No, now I know how Ray feels during the sports buffet. Yeah. Jen?
Yes.
Jen is our favorite sports analyst. I'm going to call you a sports analyst because
the hottest sports
you
analyst.
Give the greatest sports analysis on the sports buffet with Ray Garcia. That's what I'm thinking.
Thank you.
You watching the...
I just watched Anna. What was that?
Are you watching the basketball at all?
Yes, definitely.
Who's going to...
I was watching the Japan-Cuba... Baseball championship game earlier.
Yeah, that's what's on the studio monitor.
Who's the cute Japanese guy? Who's your favorite Japanese player?
Yeah, who is it?
Who's the one you want to bang?
Okay. I can't tell you that because the first baseball classic game I saw, it was China versus Chinese Taipei, and I didn't know who the hell Chinese Taipei was until I asked my mom, and she's like, it's Taiwan. And I'm like, oh, really?
I thought you were going to say you whip out the vibrator when you were watching that game.
Are you a big fan of Ichiro?
Not really.
Doesn't do anything for you.
I don't like Asian guys.
No?
You don't like Asian guys?
No.
Do you like Italian guys?
Yeah.
Usually white guys, so just no Asian guys.
Sweet.
So Italian's good. I win.
Yeah. How about big fat German guys?
As long as you're not an Asian Italian.
No, that's impossible. No, that won't happen.
Do you like big fat German guys?
Like any kind of guys, except for Asian guys.
Just...
Jen was telling me during the break that she went to a Playboy-themed party.
Whoa.
Nice.
Pictures?
Jen,
yeah.
You want to care to elaborate on that or no?
Actually, the party was... your friends Kelly and Alana were there, too.
Oh, wow.
Kelly and Alana's show on the TPS Radio Network.
Look at that.
Yeah, and actually, if you go to TPS Radio, the message board, I think under the locker room pinup section... There's a picture of the three of us.
Go, Rocket!
Ooh,
now
we got to get that picture, Rock.
I think it's girls at TPS Radio or something like that. Like that's the heading.
Is it all three of you in the grotto?
No, I think it's mostly it's just kind of a glamour type shot. But
how do I get to it again?
Pictures. What was that?
How do I get to it again?
In the forums.
It's in the forums there somewhere. We're on the TPS Radio Network website there,
and it's in
locker room pinups.
Locker room pinups.
And then there's a
Girls of
TPS Radio.
Girls of TPS are... Ooh.
Oh. Everybody wins.
When are we having a Christmas party?
Yeah.
Oh. But the picture that didn't get put up there was, and I'll leave this to your guys' imagination, but there's one picture of me kissing one of them.
Jen, dirty girl.
You guys can guess.
We like Jen.
Guess who it was.
Is it the one in the cowboy hat?
Boy in the cowboy hat?
Is it the one in the cowboy hat?
Oh, like the boy. I was like, what the hell did I get in there? I'll let you guys think about it. I'm not going to say either way.
Damn.
So you kissed Kelly or Alana.
Oh,
which
my
one?
God.
See, you guys have fun over there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
We need to come over there.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, I'm so excited.
Thanks, Jen.
You should, and I don't know, like, you guys keep saying you'd come over, but then you guys blew me off last time, and you know the whole story.
Ooh. Yes.
I didn't blow you off the last time, Rocket did.
I didn't even know you were here.
Jen?
Yeah, okay, we're not going to get it back.
Yeah, no, we only went to
listen,
like, every
you,
time.
Next time you come out here, you have to call either myself, Beans, or Kieran. We will make stuff happen. You can't call Rocket.
Yeah, don't call me.
You guys got to coax Alana and Kelly to send you some pictures over, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got to get that done.
At the party, there was only photographic evidence of one of me kissing one of them, but I have kissed both of them before.
Nice! Oh, man, you're the best, Jen.
See, this is my hope right here, Jen. I'll tell it to you. Ray becomes huge, becomes a multimillionaire by running the TPSradio.net. He buys a studio, right? Takes all the shows and brings them to wherever the studio is so they can all do their shows from that one studio. And I want him to have the Kelly and Alana show on before our show so I can come into the studio and smell the seats.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Can we make this happen?
I don't like that, though. That could be interesting.
Nice.
Jen's so easygoing.
So when does the sports... So where do I come in, then?
Anywhere you want. You come to my office. We hang out.
Jen, you are you'll be appearing underneath my console.
Anything? And then can you please never say Ray is going to become huge ever again?
Don't. Not a problem.
This sounded totally wrong.
It does?
I like it. Maybe I'll have to guest star on the Kelly and Alana show or something like that.
Yeah, you got to do that. How about
Ray's going to make it big?
Then Kelly and Alana, we can all reenact some of our, you know, stupid going out things.
Like, yes,
that'd be great.
Kelly and put her in her pajamas because she was drunk.
Right. Can you do this? Can you go on the Kelly and Alana show on the TPS Radio Network and just make out for hours on end?
Oh, I could. You totally have for it.
Can we just get rid of Ray and just you three girls come here and we just have one show?
We'd be willing to take the pictures of you making out for hours with both of them.
Yeah, look at us.
We're the effort.
And we'll let Brian Scott on the soundboard.
Alana's always like, I love you. I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, they're just frolicking.
So Jen is hot. She's on the sports buffet with Ray. And who are you going to pick to win the men's basketball tournament? Let's just throw that out. What do you got?
I'm hoping
UConn does.
Oh, UConn. UConn.
Are you just guessing on a team that's still in the tournament?
Yeah, because some of them I don't really know all the.
I'll tell you, Jen.
In a fantasy world, I would want UCLA to win because I went to UC school. So.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
That's right. It brewing. My heart says Hoyas. My brain says Nova.
Yeah, and Nova's gone down because they beat Arizona, Boston College, and kicked their ass.
No way.
So yeah. High, I listen to her. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I love when she talks sports.
I know.
What do you think about West Virginia?
I haven't really seen them.
Exactly. What you were saying, Karen. She hasn't seen them. No one has.
If I was honest with you. Dude, I watched Nova yesterday. I watched him beat Arizona.
Congratulations. That's your team, right, Arizona?
I like Arizona.
Yeah. I like you.
Thanks. I'm not a state. Are you comparing me to a state?
No.
I got to ask you guys this. This is totally not related to basketball, though.
Go ahead.
Okay, remember how I was talking about the donkey punch like a couple weeks ago?
You were asking what the donkey punch was or something like that?
Yeah, and then Ray explained it to me. That was wrong. I should never ask.
Yeah, that had to be uncomfortable.
And then we're talking about like the Dirty Sanchez and the Rusty Hook and all that stuff. You guys remember that?
Yeah, we remember that.
Okay, so I got a new one I brought up on Ray's show, but since you didn't have one, have you heard of the Angry Dragon?
Angry Dragon?
No, but it sounds like it's
going to be... All right, can we take some guesses?
Sounds kinky.
Yeah, some guesses.
All right,
it's kind of kinky, yeah.
Ron, what do you got for this one? Angry Dragon.
Angry Dragon. I don't know. That's like what Kieran likes to do on vacation.
Yeah, I don't need to know about that.
I'm thinking the Angry Dragon is something that has to do with like a man having a rod, you know what I mean? And he's trying to go to the bathroom, and it burns.
What?
But there's a chick involved somehow. I don't know.
Is that like when a girl eats spicy food?
That would be like a bladder infection.
All right. How about this? I got it. The girl eats spicy food. And then when you have anal sex, your Jimmy burns because she had spicy food.
No.
Damn. Does this end with the Aristocrats?
Does this end with a girl like taking a dump on a dude's chest?
No.
Oh, I got it. You face fuck a chick really hard to the point where she throws up.
Okay, Ron.
And we're done.
No.
All right, Jen, explain to us what the Angry Dragon is.
Okay, so it's when a girl is going down on a guy, and he comes in her mouth, and right as he comes in her mouth, he chokes her, so that it comes back out her nose like a dragon.
Holy shit.
That was worse than what Rocket said.
Yeah, really. That made what Rocket sound like tame.
For some reason, I thought Jim was going to hang up after what Rocket said. Yeah. God damn, Jen.
I'm thinking about it.
You are nasty.
So that,
no, I'm not adding time to me. I heard about it.
Look at that. Getting the defensive train real quick.
No. But then all my friends are like, dude, you should name. They're like, dude, you should have it tried on you because like you're Asian, the whole dragon Asian thing. I was like, no.
Oh my God.
I don't think so.
That That's horrible. They said that to you?
I think the compromise was that I would name my fantasy football team next year the Angry Dragons. But I think that was the compromise. And I told Ray I would only do that if he named his the Rusty Hook. Like, he's still thinking about that one. He didn't like that idea so much.
Oh, man. So Jen from TPSradio.net joins us on the program. She's drinking some brew right now. You're getting hammered, right?
Almost there.
Jen, tell Ray to pay on the company card to send you out here for the LR night out Friday.
Oh yeah,
expense okay. Trip.
I'll have to work on that.
Yeah.
See, I don't think so. You guys have to work on him too for that.
Yeah.
Because I'm always trying to mooch money and stuff off him, you know. So he doesn't believe me.
He doesn't pay you.
No, he doesn't.
With that San Jose estate.
He says he pays me in beer.
Do you know that we're millionaires?
Well, yeah, I figured that because you guys have this big radio show and everything. So Ray's like kind of he's hoping to get where you guys are.
Yeah, all right, Jenny, I'll let you go.
All right, it was fun though, guys. Sorry, I didn't really talk football with you that much though.
We don't want to talk.
That's
sports.
All right.
We just want to talk sex with you.
Yeah,
exactly.
We just want to talk sex with Jenny.
Sports, schmorts.
Ray cycle, piss. Oh, she needs to talk about sports. Too bad. Yeah. We're going to talk about tits.
I'll have to think of a new Angry Dragon type thing to add to my.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to bring that up on the show next time. Did you? Did you bring that up on the Sports with Fantasy?
Yeah, I brought Angry Dragon up last Tuesday. Yeah. I think Ray looked at me like really disgusted.
Yeah, that's what you got to keep
doing.
And
I was like, dude, like we don't already have enough stuff to worry about. We worry about not choking, not gagging, like, pretending like we like it, and moaning and all that shit. And we got to worry about it coming out our nose. That's great.
Yeah, keep busting Ray's balls with sex talk on a sports radio show.
Gets all nervous with his balls.
Gets all sweaty.
Yeah, he does.
All right, Jen.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
See ya.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That's Jen, everybody,
love
from
her.
The Sports Buffet on TPSradio.net. Cool girl, man. Like
hot.
Having her on all the time.
Love her. She's very, very hot.
Yes.
Favorite Asian.
She is. Type of girl that can talk sports and then do the Angry Dragon.
Rocket, she's my favorite agent. My favorite agent is Sadeki Matsui.
Oh, right. The funniest thing is somebody asked her to do the Angry Dragon because she was Asian.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Yeah, that's horrible. Man.
I know, that's so bad.
Dude. Yeah. Holy Christ. That's racial.
That's like you ever like see the movie or whatever when the dude's like trying to hotwire the car and he automatically assumes that the brother that he's with knows how to hotwire the car.
Yeah, right.
The guy's like, well, why would I know it? Yeah. It's along the same lines. Mm. You should say Angry Dragon, you know.
So we got some Psycho Stick swag here, everybody.
Schwag.
Gotta give this away. I'm thinking first, how many CDs do I got, Ronnie Beans? Let's see,
92nd caller.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, first five people to email us at the show at lunaticradio.com with their name and email address gets a free Psycho Stick CD, a copy of their album. We couldn't think of a title. That's the name of the album. We couldn't think of a title. Okay, so email us at the show at lunaticradio.com with your name and your address. You get a free copy and a bumper sticker. All right? Do that now.
See, it pays to listen to the fourth quarter of the show.
That's right.
Everyone was around flag. The first half like, oh, when are they going to give them out? Nah. Second half.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And if Fox
wants to show us her boobs, she can have the Psycho Stick Girl t-shirt.
See, now, if I said that, I'd be wrong. Oh, you're out of line, Rocket. You're a stalker, stupid Italian, etc., etc., etc. Karen says it is perfectly okay. How the fuck does that work?
Look at Hobbs. I can see Hobbs is a guy who's on the webcam in our chat room, everybody. If you're listening on podcast, this doesn't help you at all. But he's staring at me, and I think he's mad that I'm asking his girlfriend.
As far as I'm concerned, again. Vox automatically gets it for all that she's done for the show. Thank you. Rocket CEO has spoken.
See,
that's love.
Here.
Does Karen actually call you a stupid Italian?
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's, see?
Really?
Yeah. See, that mean?
That is mean.
Thank you.
I didn't even know you were Italian.
He calls me Mick.
I never did.
All right. Really? I mean, you can if you want.
I didn't know Rocket was Italian.
Yeah, Rocket's Italian. Come on.
Stop it.
The guy's pretty much got speeches pinned off his head.
That's it. Beans and Rocket show starting Monday nights, 9 p.m.
That's. I just thought he grew really thick sideburns.
That's my child.
You know what the best...
My battle axes.
The best part, like, I was talking to Rocket before, and I'm looking at him, and if you look at him straight on, you can see the sideburns.
That's
like,
right.
Stick out.
They're 3D.
They're so thick. You can see him when you're looking right at him.
Friday night, everyone gets to experience the battle axes.
Word them up at the gingerpub.com. Word them up.
I keep waiting, like, every once in a while, he sneaks him a French fry.
Yeah, your sideburns do have
a life of their own.
Yeah.
I like them.
It's kind of like, I don't know, they're like vines.
They're huge. Like, they're like, we don't have a ladder. Oh.
Let's take a picture of those.
Cling on to the sideburns.
Hey, Ron, there's a camera behind you. Take a picture of Rocket sideburns.
Someone's calling.
All right, bring it up.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Hobbs.
What's up?
Hey, Aaron Lewis, how you doing?
I'm just fine. You know, I called the drunk call hotline because Kieran was talking about whoever called the drunk call hotline and whatever, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, I got to do that. So I called it twice, and you guys should check your messages more often because I left you a pretty good one. But I have to say, for the simple, fun, fucking fact that I got Vox to moan and scream on your damn airwaves, I goddamn deserve a CD.
I agree. I all agree right. Wholeheartedly. Done.
There you go. You're a winner. You're a first winner of a Psycho Stick CD. We couldn't think of a title. It's going out to Hobbs.
See how easy it is? Bitch and moan? We give you stuff.
Yeah. I tell you what, Hobbs. Hobbs, I know you're on the... I can actually see you on the phone talking to me. You have Vox, the lovely lunaticradio.com model.
It's a beautiful thing that technology is. You can see me as I'm talking to you. I just love technology.
Yeah. Does Vox want this t-shirt right here? Can you see it?
Yes.
That's a yes.
It's actually a girly a
yes.
t-shirt.
It's extra tight.
It's a baby tee.
For his pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah, see, Rob and Alex, I've been talking to them for months, and they are just some geniuses, and that includes their fashion taste. That's so right. Hats off to them again.
Yeah.
Done.
The guys, it's
and
like...
Of course, I'll win at shows, too, because she'll wear that stuff.
All right, fine. You guys are winners of a Psycho Stick CD and t-shirt. How about that?
Oh, God, yes.
You know, and Hobbs, since you're such a good guy and you look like Aaron Lewis, I'll send you a t-shirt as well.
Maybe that's out of sympathy. He's sending him a t-shirt.
Oh, that'll rock.
Wow.
Do you guys have lunatic...
Yeah, I want you guys to know that I've been sporting your Lunatic Radio t-shirt that you guys sent us. Not the one that she cut up, because that would look really faggy on me. But...
Thanks for clearing that up, because we were getting worried.
You know who you also look like? Yes. You look like that guy Chris from American Idol.
Who?
Exactly.
Like, I watch fucking American Faggot?
Come on. You know you love it.
No, the only one I watched was the one with that dude with the long hair last season. He was kind of cool.
I remember that.
It sucked, though, because he reminded me of the dude from Shinedown, and I had a chance to see those guys at the Snowcore Tour this year, and very, very disappointing. I go to a lot of shows, and it just... Those guys were really disappointing. So were Cedar. Oh, my God.
Oh, suck.
Dude, I gotta congratulate you on Hate This Place. I fucking love that song, dude.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. That I heard you guys playing that. It just makes me blush.
See, look at this. You did a hardcore music and you're talking about blushing.
I'm blushing.
Yeah.
It makes my head so huge when I hear anything that's like, you know, 9mm or my old band Trauma Sponge. Just like, anybody plays that stuff, I'm just like, why are you playing that?
And Hobbs, also, we're working on, as we've been talking with 9mm and Psycho Stick, we're starting on the Lunatic Radio MySpace page, a little band section area for the logos to get, you know, quick access to all the LR bands. So,
oh, God, the misfortune.
Or at least the bands we like.
Yeah, the bands we like.
Yeah, so the bands we think that should get more notoriety.
Yeah,
so, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I sent you guys some nice little trinkets. I think I sent it to you, Kieran, on accident because Rocket wanted something, so I sent it to him too.
Yeah, we got him.
And then, yeah, a little notice. I don't know if Alex, or I don't know if Alex, Rob, Josh, or any of the guys from Psycho Stick are listening still. But my booking agent is going to be emailing you guys because we want to gig with you guys on Halloween.
Oh!
We want to get you guys up here for Halloween, October 27th and October 28th. We want you guys with us.
Look at that.
Awesome.
A little
you guys
psycho
are the first
stick.
To know about that. My booking agent just asked me about it, and he's just like, shit, these guys are killer!
Look at that. A little love connection between bands on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hobbs is going to blush more.
I cannot believe you just said love connection.
Love connection between bands.
Leave it to Kieran. Way to go.
I'm Chuck Woolery.
We're talking like hard rock bands, and he's saying, you know,
right,
love connection.
Yeah.
Hey,
all right, the woman wants to say hi to you guys.
That's right.
Hello.
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 I wanted to get on the phone so I could tell you guys that I love you.
Are
you hammered?
I am not. I'm just happy because I apparently win.
Yes!
You win! You win! Vox won! Hobbs one half.
Vox is the lovely lady that is featured on our website, everybody.
That's right. She's Miss Lunatic Radio.
That's right. Oh, she's blowing kisses to us. Very nice.
Is that what you're
blowing
doing?
Kisses. Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, she says she loves us, and what's the first words out of Kieran's mouth? Are you drunk? Are you wasted?
Yeah. Can you see?
No, I just love you. Yeah.
Can you
see? Is that a crime?
No, right. We understand. Me and Ryan understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kieran's fucking lost.
Can you see why Kieran doesn't get laid now? Because, you know.
Do you have AIDS? If you
this
love
is true. If you accuse a woman of being drunk every time she shows affection, you probably won't get laid.
See, there you go. Ding, ding, ding. 8 years of darkness.
Are you sure you're not drunk?
I am positive I am not drunk. You guys have seen me from the moment I walked in the door.
I know.
And I just got off work.
We're just joshing.
Shut up!
What'd he say?
He said, oh, bitch, you got burned, bitch.
Jesus Christ. I love Aaron Lewis, man. This guy's crazy. All right, Fox.
All right, well, I guess that's it.
We need a good I was going to say, because it looks like the way she's sitting, looks like Hobbs could slap her ass. She'd get a good crack for the on-air.
Oh, God, now he's going to do it.
Oh, wait, Hobbs is going to slap her ass.
Wait, come on, I want to hear a good crack on air.
Can we get that on the phone?
All right. Oh, God damn it, this is I do for you guys.
All right.
Hold on.
All right, here we go. Vox is going to get her ass smacked.
Hey, hold on, I got to tug him down a little bit.
Nice.
Oh.
That's helping the show.
All right, you guys listening?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Oh!
Jesus, man.
We win!
You win!
Man.
Game over!
Things I do for you.
Oh, you're the best, Fox.
Yeah, you are the
best.
We
love you.
You guys rock.
Yep.
All right.
And that's why we get t-shirts. I even emailed you and everything.
Yeah. All right, great. It'll be on the way. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Vox. Thank you, Hobbs.
Yes. Thank you very much.
9mm Solution is the website, everybody. All right.
Yeah. All right.
You
kisses, everybody.
Yes. I'm not blowing your kisses.
All right, later.
I don't think they want your kisses.
No. Kieran.
Karen, maybe. Yeah.
All right, later, kids.
See ya.
Later.
Bye.
I'm looking in.
Everyone's like in the chat room, oh, John's going to be pissed. John left for the night.
Oh, really? Was
him
it too hammered?
Him and his flogging. Yeah, really. Him and his flogging.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he supposed to get flogged or something?
Yeah, this was like his moment. Leave it to John.
So, Hobbs and Vox from Wisconsin, everybody. That's they are right. Winners of two Psycho Stick t-shirts and a CD, copy of their CD. If you want a CD, email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with your name and an address, and you get them.
Yeah.
You get them. Easy as that.
First seven callers wins.
Right. Yeah. Or you could always call us and say that you're never going to listen to the show again, and then we'll send you a CD because we're that kind of stuff gets to us.
Then we'll send you a Rumpelhumper CD.
Yeah.
A Pumpsy Green.
Oh. Yeah. We'll send you a Pela LP.
Oh! So
we'll,
yeah.
That's to the people we don't like.
Oh, no. We like Pela.
That's just, it's like, you know what? Whenever you bring up Pela, it's like that when you used to watch Sesame Street, and it's like, which one of these kids is doing his own thing? Which one, you know? Right. Like, what do? We play heavy metal and hip-hop. Yeah. And then you have Pela.
It's just, one of these things doesn't belong.
Yeah, that's right. One of these kids is doing his own
just
thing.
Just doesn't flow. All right. We're going to do our final break, everybody. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some Sopranos, because Ron and I are huge fans of Sopranos, and we gotta talk about this guy named Jesse Blaze. Ronnie Beans, does that ring a bell?
No.
How about D. Schneider's son?
Yeah, D. Schneider's local.
Back more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Well, anytime you need some sex talk, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Some of the people that listen to TPSradio.net.
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
And Paul D.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, Amy.
We're the Interdub Rules.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSradio.net, but you should check us out. TPSradio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish, who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends, and she has, like, low self-esteem.
Right.
Then you go on, and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979.
It's LunaticRadio.com. Yes, Lunatic Radio Show. I'm your host, Cameron McCann. Alongside me is Ronnie Beans and Rocket, the CEO. Producer extraordinaire. I'm also a producer of the show. Well, I co-produce. Yeah.
And I don't do anything but show up.
Yeah. Rock it.
Isn't it amazing? Could I do less for this show?
You're the funny dude.
Yeah, but I just show, like, I don't do anything. I just show up.
Yeah.
Look, Kieran's gay, I'm an asshole, and you're the bringer of the funny. It works.
Yeah.
I understand, but sometimes I feel bad. Now, trust me, not that bad, but sometimes I do feel bad.
Ronnie, you're off the hook while we were break when you said you have still yet to figure out the speakerphone on your cell. You're off the hook, bud.
But that's like, you know, because like all the time, you guys are always like doing stuff, like all day. And most of the time, I'm sitting home playing Metal Gear. You know? And,
but no, you're winning. So
yeah,
it's okay.
And I'm like, what? You know, stuff. And you guys are talking about code and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I just show up and make jokes.
You know what, Rock? Every time you leave the studio, you got to go, okay, say goodnight to the bad guy. That's what you got to do, man. Right. That's fucking hysterical. That's an inside joke. But no one gets.
I want to be like, okay, can I be like more like Paulie Walnut? That's just the two fingers.
Yeah, yeah. Don't give me the Malloy.
People get the reference, but they don't know why it's right. Funny.
That's like, we're like all full of inside jokes. Like, yeah. Hey, Barbara, I ain't never coming home. Take care of yourself.
Hey, baby, it's Mickey. I ain't never coming home. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Should have told me your last name was Heroin. Just because your last name's Heroin doesn't mean you gotta go around selling it.
Ah, oh, how'd it go? I killed her. Oh, tore the pussy up, huh? I'm sorry. I love inside jokes that
why'd
no one
you
else
leave
gets.
It? Why'd you leave the container in the fridge with only a swallow left in it? Well, then swallow it and shut the fuck up.
Fuck you. Eat me, bitch. That's something he says. I'm sorry I shot you in the pinky toe. I wish I could do the slap on the back.
Yeah. That's about
taxi.
That's the best part, though. She's like, there's only a swallow left in the container. And he's like, so then swallow it, shut the fuck up.
Swallow it and shut the fuck up.
You really should apologize.
Shut up, you fat bitch.
Is Red Fox not one of the funniest comedians ever? Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, if you get some of his old stuff, it's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Last night, Sopranos. Here we go. Ronnie Beans last night. Ronnie Beans and I are big fans of
Doesn't
Sopranos.
Doesn't the song get you in the mood?
Yeah, it does. It gets
like,
me in.
This is the, like, I TiVo the Sopranos most, 90% of the time I'm not around to see it, right?
Yeah.
So I TiVo it. Now, most of the time when I TiVo a show, I fast forward through the opening credits.
Yeah.
This is the only show that I don't.
Yeah.
Because the song gets you in the mood.
Yeah, you gotta get set up.
You know, gets you in the mindset.
Yeah. It puts you in North Jersey. Right, yeah. on the shore.
Right, which if you've never been to North Jersey, you understand.
Yeah, the song fits that area.
Absolutely.
Of the country.
Yeah. Because North Jersey's kind of,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's sleazy a little bit.
It smells like a, yeah, garbage dump.
Jersey's a great state, but that part of the state
smells like a garbage dump.
Yeah. So, Sopranos last night was sort of a dream sequence type, right, of thing.
Tony's in a coma.
Tony's in a coma. He's got shot by Uncle June last week. Doctors say that Tony might not.
Could have brain damage.
Might not come out of this one.
Right.
Which is not going to happen because, right, Tony's the show.
Right.
But it leads to some drama.
Right. How about when Junior said he's going to kill AJ?
AJ, the son.
The son tells his father he's going to kill Uncle Junior.
Yeah.
He's going to put a bullet into his mummy head.
Now that, see, there's a lot of things in this season with the first two episodes that have just come out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Like, where's all of a sudden this animosity with AJ and Junior? AJ doesn't like Junior? I didn't know that.
Yeah, how about that?
Comes out of nowhere.
Yep. Now he really doesn't like him. He's also going to kill him.
And then in the first episode, that guy that hung himself?
Yeah.
Where'd that guy come from?
Oh, he's been around.
Really?
Well, if you remember in season three, he's the guy that he was made the same time that that Chris Moltisanti was made. In season three, the first episode of season three,
mm-hmm,
or first episode of season four, I can't remember, Chris got made.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was getting made, that other dude, Eugene Pontecorvo, was getting made at the same time.
Right.
So they got made together. So he's been around a while, but he's always been like a bit player.
Now, we don't do a lot of TV talk in the show because, quite frankly, we don't watch... None of us watch sitcoms, do we?
Seinfeld.
But there's only one show that
I watch My Name is Earl.
Yeah, well, there's only really one show that we all will, you know...
Right.
...watch on Sopranos. A weekly basis is Sopranos. So, Ron, based on last night's episode, what do you think?
I think it's good. I like how they're going. I like where they're going with
this. You like it? Is it a surprise to you?
Well, yeah, because what they're doing is this. Now the whole, every show is going to be about the fight for, you know, like when there's always a power vacuum when that guy goes down.
Yeah.
And you don't have like, you could almost equate it to, like when something happens in a country. You know, when that leader goes down without a clear line of succession,
mm-hmm,
there's creates a power vacuum, and then everybody's trying to get the power.
Right.
And that's what you see. Like when Paulie Walnuts wants to take AJ home,
yeah,
and when Chris sends him the DVD player, and the fat dude Vito's trying to do this, and the other guy's trying to do that, because they're all trying to line up for power.
Yeah.
And it's only going to break down because the other guy, each guy, they all respected Tony. So they all, that kept them in line. Now that Tony's not there, every one of them thinks they should be in charge.
Yeah.
And they're not going to take orders from the other guy.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Killing.
Yep.
Killing. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
People are going to start dying.
One thing I noticed about last night's episode, everybody was at the hospital, and you know, Tony's wife and the daughter,
mm-hmm,
Jamie Lynn Sigler, was there.
Right.
And in one part, I guess it was like late at night, everybody's like passed out in the lobby room, and Christopher,
mm-hmm,
is holding Jamie Lynn Sigler's hand. Now I'm thinking was a little hint to something.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Do you think Christopher's going to be banging Jamie Lynn Sigler?
Technically, they're related.
Yeah. Cousins.
They're cousins.
Really? So,
yes.
Well, yeah, he's his nephew. But I don't know if it's by blood.
We got to figure that out.
Right. So, but they call him, he calls him his uncle.
Yeah.
And he calls him his nephew. So, who knows? But Tony Soprano is never going to let his daughter marry a guy who's in the maid business. He's not going to. There's no way. Especially he knows what Christopher's been through with the drugs.
Yeah, obviously
and
it's not going to be something that's out. If it does happen, it's not going to be something that's out in the open. Do you think it might be something that's like behind closed doors?
In season one, he used to get her drugs.
Ooh.
Yep.
See?
He used to get her drugs.
I don't know.
Ronnie referencing back?
Yeah.
Listen, I've seen every episode.
Yeah. I didn't actually. I came in the second season.
I've seen every episode. And back in season one, he used to get weed for her. And he used to be like, if your father ever finds out, he's going to kill me, so you can't ever tell him. But yeah.
I'm locked and loaded with Sopranos, though. I ain't fucking there, dude. I'm there for every. I will not criticize that show. It'd be hard for me to criticize it.
I'll tell you, season four wasn't that good. Season three was okay. Season four kind of wasn't that great. Last season was good. They picked it up last season, and this season so far has been good.
See,
but nothing will beat season one. Season one was the best ever.
Yeah. Well, I'm liking where they're going with this season because I didn't expect any of this shit to happen.
Right. I can't believe you've never seen season one.
No, you know, I've seen a bunch of episodes, but right. I haven't seen them all in like...
Oh, dude, season one's the best episode. The best. Season one's by... put it this way. Season one is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Season two is good, but not as good as one.
Mm-hmm.
Season three wasn't as good as two. Season four, I thought, kind
of
stunk.
I've seen a bunch of season one, but I just haven't seen them in a row. So I don't know.
Like I said, season five, they picked it back up again, and now this one, season six, they're starting to kick some ass again.
I think they're starting to kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not liking it because it's, you know, they're doing the dream thing, and it's not more. It's not a lot about the mob and people shooting each other.
Well, because some people aren't going to like it because Tony's not, like, you know, the guy.
Kicking ass.
He's sitting in a, you know, he's in a coma.
The one thing that attracted me to the actual show when, you know, becoming a huge fan was Christopher. He's my favorite character.
Right, really?
Because he's such a fuck-up.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
Right.
He's got a, like, I don't know, you get drawn to that character, I think.
Yeah.
He's a young wild card guy, you know?
See, my Paulie Walnuts is my guy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Paulie Walnuts is my favorite. If you saw season one, Paulie Walnuts is the best. Season one's, Paulie Walnuts is hilarious.
Yeah.
I love he was beating the shit out of that old lady last season.
Yeah.
That shit's mad funny.
He's nuts. He'll kill anybody. And it's not even that far of a stretch for you to be like friends and now you're dead. You know what I mean? Like
It's funny that you bring up Paulie Walnuts because today in the New York Post, everybody, like right on the front cover, the smokinggun.com had a big story about how Paulie Walnuts was an actual wise guy. Back in the 70s, right, Rock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And look, they even have the picture of him doing the shake, the finger shake that he does.
He was arrested like 29 times.
There it is.
Didn't he have a gun charge, too?
Yeah, let's see. 29 times on various charges from armed robbery to disorderly conduct. Arrested at age 7 for stealing nickels from a newsstand.
That's not that bad.
Spent two stretches in prison, once on an illegal weapon charge and once for armed robbery. Served part of his sentence in Sing Sing, which is upstate New York. Was shot by a rival neighborhood thug for kissing the rival's girl on the steps of a local church.
This fucking guy.
He didn't get his Scott Olds.
Yeah.
And a Bellevue report after his last arrest concluded that Paulie Walnuts suffered from a character disorder.
He didn't get the fresh monocone.
Yeah. Hey, you got the Schwoyadel.
Schwoyadel.
Which I'm sure our listeners outside of the New York area have no clue what a Schwoyadel is.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a pastry.
All right.
That you get at any Italian
So Paulie Walnuts was actually a wise dude. A wise guy back in the day. And also, Ron was telling me this before the show. He's like, do you actually think the Sopranos, the characters on Sopranos are actually actors?
They're not. There's a couple.
There's a couple that are actors, and Ron was telling me that most of the guys probably had a past.
Yes. That's why they're so good, because they're not really acting.
Yeah. It's like reality television.
Well, the guy that plays the head of the, he's the U.S. District Attorney, the guy with the glasses. If you've watched the show long enough, you'll know who I'm talking about. He was actually in the mob. Now, it's funny, he's playing an attorney, but he was in the mob.
Yeah.
But those other guys, the bit players and stuff like that, most of them aren't actors. All they do is play these mob guys.
Yeah.
A few of them are, like James Gandolfini, the guy who plays Tony Soprano. Actually,
and you know, he's Christopher.
He's an actor. Christopher's an actor.
Michael Imperioli.
Right. A lot of those guys, the bit guys, they're not really actors. They're just, you know, guys who were sort of involved, and then next thing you know, they started acting, and they were like, hey, I could play these mob characters, and nobody's going to kill me.
Yeah.
So that's what they've done.
I guess that would happen when you do, like, a lot of your casting from New York, in Northern Jersey,
right.
When you have those open casting calls.
Yeah, for a mob guy.
Yeah.
You know?
In Bayonne.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get some mob guys showing up for the audition.
Yeah, give me the role. Yeah, or what? You don't want to know. Don't give me the Maloik.
With the two fingers.
Yeah, with the two fingers, the Maloik. Don't give me the Maloik.
The pinky finger and the pointer finger.
Yeah.
So Sopranos is looking good. I'm liking it. I'm liking it so far. Don't knock it.
I think I gotta get HBO just for that.
You gotta get it, Rock. Rock's not in the loop.
And I'm the one that should be in the loop, you know, because
you're Italian.
I already know what's gonna happen. That's the thing.
You should be auditioning.
I could get
fit
it.
Right in.
Now, you wanna hear some family history. Ronnie Beans' great uncle.
Would you be saying this on air?
Well, yeah, he's been dead like 30 years.
You're okay.
But or probably even more than that. He's probably been dead longer than I've been alive.
Okay.
But Ronnie Beans' great uncle was in the mob.
Really?
Yeah. All right. My mother's aunt.
Yeah.
Right? Husband.
Was in the mob. He's an Italian guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ron's got the blood.
And you should hear my dad tell stories about, you know, them hanging out.
Where was this? New York?
Port Washington.
Really?
Port Washington. Long Island.
Yeah. Yep.
PW, huh?
Wow.
And.
What are we talking about? What decade?
What do you mean?
When was he in the mob? Like, when?
Oh, he died like probably early 70s.
Yeah, so.
So he was like 50s? In the 50s, yeah. So I'll tell you a funny story as it relates to that. We used to go out there to visit my family, right? Port Washington. Port Washington, for the people who aren't from Long Island, is a very affluent section of Nassau County on the North Shore, on the Gold Coast, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right? Very small town, like, you know, everybody knows everybody.
Kind of like Oyster Bay?
Yes, yes. But very exclusive, very expensive to live there, and stuff like that. When I was a kid, my great uncle, right, the one who was in the mob, his son had a kid my age, right?
Yeah.
So whenever we'd go out to visit, me and the kid would always walk around town because you walk around.
Yeah.
Everywhere we went, I was 9 or 10, we'd go into a store, get a hot dog, get some candy. Nobody would make us pay for anything.
Oh, man, you were like the young guys in Goodfellas.
Yeah. I would go into the store. Now, I didn't have a clue. I was like 10, right? We'd go in there, and my cousin, who I don't even remember. I think his name was Jimmy, right? And because I haven't seen him in God knows how long. So anyway, we'd go into these stores, and he'd be like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't have any money. He's like, I don't worry about it, right? Get a hot dog, right? Get candy. I mean, candy, like where we would stuff our pockets full of candy. And the guy was like, I'm like, I don't have any money to pay for this.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll catch up with Jimmy's father later. You know, go ahead. You want more? Yeah, okay. You know, like, you go in and put, you know, like, you used to have penny candy.
Yeah.
You know, you'd go in and, like, give the guy, like, 2 pennies, and we'd walk out with, like, a whole pocket full of, like, you know, gummy bears and shit. And so we'd spend all day, like, playing, like, video games and stuff in our faces and not pay for a dime for anything. So on the way home, I'd have these pockets full of candy. And my mother would be like, where'd you get all the candy from? And like, you don't have any money. And I'm like, look, me and Jimmy would go to these stores and we'd get this stuff and nobody would ever charge us for anything. And I'm like, I don't know, you know. And my father would just be like, you know, my father would just kind of nod his head. And then because my father knew what was going on. Yeah. And so he'd just kind of nod his head and laugh about it. And it wasn't until years later that when my father would start talking. See, now if you knew my mother, she didn't have a clue. You know, but if you know her, you would understand why. And because she just doesn't pick up on stuff
right,
like that.
Right, right, right.
My father knew. So years later, when we would talk about this, my dad would say, do you realize now why nobody would charge you for anything?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, let's go back.
Hey, Ronnie Beans, hey.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, little Beans, Jimmy, hey, how you doing? What do you want? You want a hot dog? Hey, how you doing?
You should.
Now, this was back in the day.
Long time no see.
Yeah, this was before the free refill. You know, like now you get free refills anywhere. They'd be like, what do you want, a soda? You want a Coke? Yeah. And when I was a kid, Coke, forget it. And I'd be like, yeah, they'll show you once. Are you thirsty? You want more? And I'd be walking around, like, just inundated with stuff. I'd have, like, 2 hot dogs, 2 Cokes, like, pocket full of M&Ms.
Hey, Ronnie, park my caddy.
Yeah.
Little Ronnie.
Nothing ever like that, but
little beans.
Yeah. And then my cousin Jimmy would take tomatoes and fling them at other people's houses, and nobody ever said nothing.
Yeah, oh, he's just kid
yeah,
being crazy.
Yeah, kids being kids. Oh, you know, that's funny. You know. Oh, yeah, the tomatoes look good on my house.
I shattered the window. That's all right, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Here's $5. Go get some cans.
Yeah, it's only a window.
Hey, ain't no problem.
Yeah, and I used to be like bug-eyed because I'd be like, wow, how are we not getting in trouble? Or why isn't any, like, why are we running around like we own this place? And then, you know, 20 years later, you kind of figure it out, you put two and two together.
Here, bang my daughter. Tell your father I said hi.
You should have seen the cake I made. Whoa, hey.
That's crazy, man. Ronnie Beans has got mob ties, dude.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, no, right, come on. None of us have mob ties. That's close. We got to hang on to that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But you know what's funny is like my cousins, like none of them followed his footsteps or nothing. Like they're all like legit and everything like that. And none of them.
They're all on the straight path.
Yeah. Like he was like, he was it.
My whole family's Irish, and we did nothing but drink beer for decades. Yeah.
Well, my father tells a story about when my great uncle died at his funeral. He was like, it was crazy. Like everybody that he saw in the paper, like all the guys that he saw in the paper, were all at the funeral.
No shit.
He said the funeral was just huge, you know, tremendous. And he said it. He was like, oh, that's Jimmy the Nose. And that's Billy Eyes. And
that's Tony Two Times.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The papers.
Yeah. And my dad always speaks like well of him because he's like we always got along, we always went out and had drinks and stuff like that. And
yeah,
he liked my dad, which is funny.
Look at that, that's amazing. I never knew that.
Yeah,
I would never even like.
Well, you know, because
that.
I'm not Italian.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean. And neither was my aunt. My great aunt was an Italian, but she happened to marry this Italian guy, and she used to make two different meals. Like my mother's side of the family's Polish.
Yeah.
And she used to make two meals whenever we'd go out there. She'd make an entire Italian meal for his family and an entire Polish meal for our family.
Wow.
She could cook. She could cook.
Jesus.
Yeah. So.
The more you learn.
Yeah, well, and I thought you were purebred German.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm a little bit of a mix. Yeah.
I'm purebred.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it. Pure pizza pies.
I'm not messing with Rock.
No, don't fuck with me.
He's from Elmont. He's in that area.
Don't get mean to Malik.
He's gonna turn.
I got connections to Corona Queens.
In 10 years, we're gonna find out Rock's like a maid guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Producing our show.
Right now, Rocket's not made. His sideburns were made.
That's right.
Yeah. Where were your sideburns last night?
I got these things trademarked. What are you talking about?
Can you account for the whereabouts of your sideburns between 10:30 and 11:30?
His mob name is like Sally Sideburns or something.
Yeah. Look, there's Sally Sideburns. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Alias Rocket. Did you watch the show after Sopranos, though, on HBO?
No.
It's called like Big Love. It's about polygamy. It's Bill Pullman.
But Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Or Bill Pullman.
I don't even know which one it is.
It's the same guy.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah. It's fucked up, dude. He's got three wives, he's got three houses, and he bangs them all the time.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
Do they know about the other two?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
They all hang out.
It's like a big compound.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah.
You can't be married to three women. It's illegal.
Yeah, it is? No.
Yes.
Yeah, it's illegal?
No. Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, you go to jail illegal?
Yeah.
How can that be?
Well, nobody would go to jail for it, but it's illegal. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you just stay just like, no, you can't do it.
Well, that's the thing.
They're not
going
to arrest you.
That's the thing. In the show, it's like a huge secret.
Right, yeah.
You know, obviously no one outside of the family can know.
No, it's illegal. Even in Utah.
Utah?
Yeah.
Even in Utah. I don't think I'd want three wives.
It's a little fucked up show.
Your girlfriend's sure.
I'm not really sure about it.
I tell you what, HBO's got some good programming. They know what to put on the HBO.
I tell you what, I think about getting married if I could have a girlfriend.
Right.
Like, if I could have a girlfriend on the side, and not even, you know, I think, you know, if I was dating a girl, and we were talking about getting married, and then she was like, yeah, but you know, you could still have a girlfriend on the side as long as it didn't, like, affect our relationship, I'd be like, that would make me want to get married.
Done. More.
Done.
Done.
Deal.
Do you want to do this Jesse Blaze stuff?
Quickly, sure.
Dude, how long? We've been here, like, 5 hours.
We've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Jesse Blaze is a kid who is D. Snyder's. You know D. Snyder, Twisted Sister? It's his son. Well, he sent us a message on MySpace telling us to check out his band. sent me a bunch of links and whatever. I actually sent him a message back saying, dude, are you the guy that I used to listen to on the radio? Because he used to be on a local radio station here.
Yeah, D did.
Yeah. No, and his son.
Oh, really?
His son was on WDRE out here on East End of Long Island. And actually, back about 3 years ago on this show, we used to, like, on a weekly basis, bash him.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah, and then Jesse Blaze, like, please in hip-hop, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where that joke comes from.
Okay, I didn't know that was his kid.
Yeah, so he...
Whoops.
So yeah. He emails me.
Those shows are, like, gone, though.
And he tells me to check out his stuff. So I sent him an email back, and I was like, all right, man, I'll check it out, whatever. And I was like, are you the guy that I used to listen to on WLIR? Because I wanted to know if it was actually the Jesse Blaze I was thinking of, D. Schneider's son. And he's like, yes, I'm that guy. I'm mastering, you know, some songs. Once I get them done, I'll mail them to you. Just give me an address.
Right.
So I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Fucking D. Schneider's son sent me this shit. So I was like, all right. And I went to his website. It's one of the links he gave us. And I got some of his music. Do you want to hear it? Let me just put it this way. It's like exactly like his father.
Quickly.
You know, exactly like his father. Here we go.
He's in the pee-pee dance.
This song is called Fuck You, and it's by Jesse Blaze.
It is a clever title.
Well, you say you don't really like our style. Well, I'll say what you like just ain't worthwhile.
Ron, anything? Song's called F You.
I'm sure he has really, really nice hair.
He's got very nice hair. Looks exactly like his father. A younger version. This is like that happy music. Happy rock music. Like the party rock music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, like, yeah, you play it at your birthday party.
Not much to it. All right, so that's not... I mean, I'm not going to knock the guy. I wanted to knock his stuff really bad.
No, we're not knocking anybody.
No, we're not knocking.
But you know, it's not bad. It's pretty good, I think. Wait a second. Here we go. Here's another
one.
Here's another one. This is Jesse Blaze. This one's called Make It Hurt. And if the audio sucks, don't judge Jesse on that. It's my fault. Here we go.
Sounds like his dad.
Yeah, right? Sounds a lot like his dad.
Yeah.
You'd like to have this guy on the show, maybe?
If I could do a scream off with him.
I like to talk to him and see how it's like, because he's trying to be a musician. His father's a famous rock musician. I wonder what that's like in like the household. Like, is his dad trying to help him out? Is his dad going, hey, trying to encourage him? Or is his dad going, hey, maybe not, you know?
Weren't they on VH1?
They were. They were just on VH1. It's like hanging out with the Schneiders or something.
Right. D's house.
So this is Jesse Blaze. This is his band, D. Schneider's son. This was called Make It Hurt.
Wasn't he, like, didn't they always used to make, him and, didn't Howard Stern used to always ask D about, like, Stern's daughter and him?
Really?
Yeah. I used to always think that, like, Stern used to yell at, like, because D would always be on Stern's show, and Stern would always yell at D to keep Jesse away from his daughter, or something, you know, jokingly, obviously.
BlazedRocks.com is the website, everybody. Go check out BlazedRocks.com. That's Jesse Blaze. It's D. Schneider's son, if you want to listen to more music. Sent us a thing on MySpace.
He's going a whole, like, punk route, isn't he?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, well, you got...
Well, because you're certainly not going for radio play with, you know, the first song.
Well, how about this one? This one could be played on your local classic rock station, everybody. Coming right at you. Jesse Blaze with Rockstar.
It's a classic. Rockstar.
On your home of rock and roll, WBAB. Right? Is that what they say?
I think so.
D. This is the song about him struggling to become a rock star when his dad is already a rock star.
Gotta find his own niche. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe he's trying to do it. I don't know.
No, I understand. I'm just saying he's gotta find it. He's gotta find his thing. What does he do?
Yeah. Tell you what, I fucking hated him on the radio, though. I hated him. Drive me nuts.
I never listened.
I don't know if it was just him or the station. Maybe the station was making him be like that, but fucking, I hated him. Couldn't stand him. Anyway, that's Jesse Blaze. Sent us a message on MySpace.
That's
I figured
cool.
We should take
hey,
a look.
Man. Definitely. You know?
Why not? All right, let's do the hotties of the week, everybody, and get that out of here on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Quickly.
What, you got to take your piss, Ron?
No.
Take a dump?
No, I got it.
All right, here we go.
Just got to hit the bed.
All right, here we go.
No, my dog's going to shit the house if I don't get home fast enough.
All right.
Let's get out of here. It's time for...
Hottie of the week, Tommy. If you're in the chat room, everybody, post a hottie and we'll read them on the air. Let's go around the board quickly. Ryan Beans, who do you got for your hottie of the week?
I saw V for Vendetta today, so I'm going with Natalie Portman, because she's probably one of the only girls I know that you could shave her head, and she's still hot.
Okay. I'm going to go with WWE's Candice Michelle.
Seen it.
She's featured in Playboy.
Got it in the mail the other day.
Yeah, she looks good. So I'm going to go with her.
Wait, what was her name?
Candice Michelle.
I am going with... Emily the Raven, I believe that's her. Yeah, Emily the Raven. I just saw Hills Have Eyes, and she's got this great little scene where she just got a bra on, sunbathing.
Nice,
yeah. Hot little number, hot little POA.
I want to thank the band Psycho Stick, everybody, for joining us on the program. We still got some Psycho Stick swag, so email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. If you'd like a free copy of their new CD, everybody, or the CD that's been out for a while. Well, it features their hit, Beer. CD is called We Couldn't Think of a Title by Psycho Stick. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, with your name and a...
Yeah, whatever.
Name and a mailing address. We'll get them to you. That's the first 7 emails I get, by
yeah,
the way.
Right. Yeah, in, yeah, not all. Whatever, yeah. 9mm Solution, Hobbs Band, go check them out. Well, to tpsradio.net.
I want to thank Jen for coming on. I want to thank Rory Karf, comedian Rory Karf.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/RoryVision. Go check him out. Tour dates and stuff. Funny guy. Yeah, and that's about it. A little crazy show this week. A little bit of that. Messed up in parts, whatever. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and sticking with us throughout the show.
Just blame me.
Ronnie Beans, thanks for coming down.
Thanks.
Rocket. Rocket.
Yes, sir.
Stay the line. Say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on.
Well, that blew it.
I see. I just wasn't ready. I sucked.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Come join us next week, everybody. We got another guest coming on.
Say goodbye to the bad guy.
Yeah. So until next week, bang a chick, stay safe, drink some beer, and have a good time. All right. See you next week. Later. PsychoStick.com.
KieranIsGay.com.
RocketSucksManJunk.com.
Yeah, the iTunes.
TheiTunes.com.
You gotta buy it.
Yeah, it's free.
It's available. The iTunes. BoxesEatingASandwich.com.
I'm gonna jerk off from 5minutes.com.
JenIsAHotAsian.com.
I love JennyBlowjob.com.
Do you check out the MySpace sites of young women?
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.